Blog Talk Radio.
This is Butt Nigga with the Grudge Inc. Radio Show, representing the state of Alabama. Come on every Tuesday at 8 Eastern Time and 7 Central Time. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Mr. Host, are you on the line?
Yes, sir, co-host. I'm here.
Man, I was a few seconds. I've been still on the dog show. We was having a real good positive thing going on with Grudge Inc. And talking about the direction we're going and just basically squashing, eliminating anything negative having to do with people's perception of what they think Grudge Inc. is or was or trying to be. And I think it was real, real good. I'm sure we're going to continue on to that because I'm sure everybody from over there will be coming on over here shortly. But first and foremost, giving praise, honor, and glory to our Heavenly Father, giving us a chance to once again to get it right, for thanking for health, strength, and life, and being able to wake up this morning.
Yeah, most definitely. I heard some of it there. I called in and listened in for a good little while on the show, but also like everybody said, they're not gonna come forward. Whoever they were started the rumors and their lies.
I'm gonna say like this. I mean, whatever was said, whatever was started, you know, the hell with it. Who cares? It is what it is. You said it. It's fine. But we moving on, man. I mean, ain't no need to try to dwell on anything there. I've been talking with, you know, different governors. I've talked to you. I've talked to, you know, Jay Barnes. Like I said, anything that's negative, I don't want no part of it. You know, as far as the movement is concerned, I mean, Grudge Inc. is about the races. It's for the races, and we support everybody. Everybody's show, if it's got something to do with grudge racing, we trying to support it.
Well, our president needs to treat it like Obama. Obama is for all people, not just one set of people. And the other part of it, he needs to treat it like Mitt Romney. The other 47%, the hell with him. That's enough said.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say it like that. I mean, it. You know, the door is open to, you know, anybody that wants to come in and be embraced. Because, I mean, what other...
Saying the one that throwing them stones and telling them lies, they're the ones I'm talking about. The one that they're trying to talk negative against it because they didn't understand what it really was for.
Yeah.
You know,
but the thing is, we give them that. We give anybody that had anything, they have that chance or they've had that chance to see. And then a lot of people are negative against things that they don't really know or don't understand.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of good questions got answered tonight, and maybe we'll be able to get a little bit of part two. I know Jay usually has a, I don't know if it's a prayer meeting or something he does on Tuesday night.
Tuesday,
sure.
Yep, you do.
I don't know if he's going to even be able to come on. If he is, great. If not, you know, we understand. But all I'm going to say moving forward, all we're trying to do is be positive. And we're not trying to just promote anything that's having to do with Grudge Inc. We're promoting anything that to do with grudge racing, period.
That's what I'm saying. That's all Junior
and like
done.
They said, anybody as far as just wanting to become a member of Grudge Inc., really right now all you got to do is get on the board, www.grudgeinc.us, grudgeinc.us, and just post on the board. And I think that pretty much right now makes you a member, but you don't have to be a quote-unquote member to be uplifted through Grudge Inc. Because anybody that's a grudge racer, this is your outlet, this is your voice. I mean, and anybody that's doing something that's bringing action to the track, we're gonna talk about you. We're gonna bring it. We're gonna make you relevant. You know.
Yeah.
You know, I was fortunate enough this weekend to be able to attend two very good races. I mean, it was two good races. I had a real good time this weekend. I didn't want to like the weekend before last, I didn't want to go to no track or nothing because I don't like to be there if I ain't got my car. But I came on out this weekend, and I really enjoyed myself because, I mean, Car Key had a hell of a race at the zoo. I really had a real good time, you know, just fellowshipping and kicking the Bobo dog is a crazy fool. But we had a good, good time in Macon. I got to see my buddy Turbo Tim. They got that Turbo Mustang stock suspension on 28th. Motherfucker doing his thing. You know, it looking good out of our home state, sweet home Alabama, like a Butt Naked like to say. You know, he was holding it down because neither one of me or Butt Naked ain't fully recuperated. So, you know, we still doing our physical therapy, but we trying to get back, you know, in the hunt or in the fight, because those were two good races, two dog fights I really wish I could have been in. That was some good action. There was some good cars. I mean, the car count was good at both tracks, and it was a real good show, both tracks. Big shout-out to, you know, Car Key doing his thing and all the class races that was in Macon. You know, both shows went smooth with no problems. I mean, that's what you want. So, I mean, I can't say, you know, no more, you know, good, no more, I can't say nothing bad about any event this weekend. And the event in Montgomery was Trey Won and the White Boys or whatever. So they had, that was a good show down there. The White Boys was looking good. You know, I want their ass, but they was looking good this weekend. I have to admit, they was looking real good this weekend doing their thing. Who else? I said Turbo Tim, Zabo has won the 28-inch tire shootout two times in a row in our state. Zabo done put on 28s. He done came down from the 29, put on 28s, and dominating the 28s right now. Zabo's a real good guy, you know. But it looked like pretty soon we're going to have to face old Zabo. Me and you both butt naked.
But,
it is what it is. Zabo a real good guy, but Zabo has won back to back week, 2 weeks straight. He's won took home the money and won the Extreme 28-inch tire shootout twice in a row in Montgomery. You know.
Oh yeah. He's been doing his damn thing. Then that's what it is.
That's what it is. That's what it's all about. But yeah, I'm just going to keep speaking on, you know, unity in it. And we'll, you know, a lot of people may be on here that wasn't on Dog Show. You know, Dog has a popular show, and if you own already, just hit your one button. I want to definitely open up your mic.
Hell, I'm a muted mic. You saw he beat me tonight about
they probably
DJ still,
they,
and,
I'm sure they still on. They still on the show.
Open, and I'm gonna beat nigga for a while. So, bitch.
I'm sure they probably still on over there, but. That's all we're trying to do, man. I want to be involved with everything positive. I mean, I tell you what an old grudge racer told me early on in the game. He said, I hate a lot of time, you know, a lot of times people want to have these peace treaties and you want to be, everybody want to be friends. Well, ain't nothing wrong with being friends, but, you know, we can be friends, but when we're at the track, we want you, you know. This is what he told me, he said. He was talking to another guy. He said, I think the man's name was Bubba or Bo or something. I'm going to say Bubba. He said, Bubba, me and you known each other a long time, damn near 20 years. And we've been having this heated battle. We go back and forth, blah, blah, blah. When we ain't at the racetrack, we the best of friends. We cook out together. We do all this. But, boy, when we get to that track, I want your ass, boy.
That's how it's supposed to be, dude. That's how it's supposed to
be. But you know what I'm saying? But ain't nothing wrong with that, man. And I don't want people to think they'll get things twisted. I mean, bottom line is, we do this, we love this, and nothing's personal. Sometimes stuff get a little heated and emotions. I mean, I have to, you know, say that. I mean, my little thing for the White Boys is a little extra. But, you know, that's just all good for the game. I want their ass. I'm sure they want to whoop my ass, so, you know. But it is what it is, man. I mean, it's all a part of what we do and what we love. So with that being said, I mean, I just want to move on with the movement. and that's keep lifting up grudge racing and keep doing what we love. I got a couple of hands up, so I'm going to open them up and see what they want to say.
Right.
And anybody else that want anything, they can definitely jump on in. 248-0347. Your mic is live.
What's happening, Champ Buttnecker? What's happening, DJ?
Yeah, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, Captain?
Man, I can't call it. Just trying to go and hang on day by day.
That's all we can do, brother.
Hold on with both hands, man.
I'm trying to, man.
Were you on dog show or no?
No, I didn't get a chance to make it. I had a dentist appointment. I'm just not getting in.
Okay. Yeah, we had a real good show. A lot of the guys are probably, it looked like our boy's starting to lighten up, so I'm sure people are coming from the other side over to this way. And somebody texted me.
Old dog had a good show last night on there last night. Talking to Mama Adams last night. He think he got him a new wife up here.
Dog is a fool, man. Dog is. I'm telling you, dog is showing up light life of a party, man. He'll sure get one started, man. That man had me rolling and making Saturday night, man. I'm not telling no lie. But hang on, Kevin. If you got anything to say, just jump on in there. I'm going to leave your mic open. But you know
okay,
the drill.
I'll put on mute.
Respectful, okay. 706-2670. Your mic is hot.
But Nicky.
Yes, sir.
What's happening with you?
I don't know.
Who is this?
A stranger coming at you.
Uh-oh, a stranger mm-hmm. coming at you.
That's it. He'll know who I am when I see him.
Well, you got to reveal yourself on this show, homie.
Yeah, let everybody know who you you going out
the
there.
Ice
that,
man.
That's a champ you're talking to now. You got to address yourself. That's a champ you're talking to now.
The Ice Man. You don't know me, but I know you. Been hearing a lot of talk about you.
About what, nigga?
Yeah.
But nigga, you got it. Okay, are you a fan or are you somebody that wanna take the champs?
I'm a fan and somebody wanna take the champ.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that, brother. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
We were glad to oblige you on that offer.
Okay, all right. We just hollering at you. We just heard about the show and we just checking it out. And
okay, we appreciate you, man.
Okay, dog.
Okay.
But just keep put your mic on mute. But you know, if you want to jump back in there, if somebody sound like food to you, jump right on in, brothers.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate you calling in.
Yep. 734-7309. Your mic is hot.
Hi, this is Mama Adams.
Mama Adams, Elvira, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How you guys doing?
We doing all right. So dog didn't scare you off. You gonna ride on with old Grudge Inc., huh?
Yeah, I was calling. Dog ain't on here, is he?
He's not here right now, but I'm sure he'll be coming on pretty soon. We just got off of his show. Joe, he had a real good show going today, and I had to jump off and get this show started. But they have a real good.
Yeah, I tried to get in last night. I heard that story. I was going to tell Dog. He kept telling me he had that story, I guess, from, what was it, Macon you guys went to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard about that woman. I was going to talk to Dog about that. Oh, Dog, you definitely getting a spanking now.
Now, you know that's you speaking dog language, talking about spanking and stuff now. I'm going to let you know that right off the rip now.
He might like that, might
he? I'm sure that's what I'm saying.
No, I didn't. I just wanted to call and tell you guys have a good holiday.
Okay, well, we appreciate you. You can
yeah,
feel free to hang
Mama
on the line and mute your mic.
You
and if you want to jump in there, feel free. Jump in at any time.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. 313-6547. Your mic is live.
What's up, Butt Naked Champ and DJ?
What's happening?
What's going on,
y'all? Big Fred checking in.
Big Fred checking
Fred.
In. No good, brother.
Oh, man, just trying to get ready for this holiday, sitting up here at my mother's house with my father, watching TV a little bit. You know, forgot about it. I had to look at the clock and see after 8 o'clock and get on here and give y'all some support.
Hey, we appreciate it. We always use that support, brother. We sure appreciate it. We was having
hey,
a real
Fred,
good
you're doing the right thing, boy. Enjoying your mom and your dad. Enjoying why you got them, homie. I'm missing one of my parents, but, you know, enjoying why you got them.
That's true. That's very true.
Without a doubt. How you guys going to Bobby Wildchild show over? Y'all guys making it over there?
If I'm back, I'm headed to South Carolina to be with my dad. If I make it back, I'm more than likely I will. I'm pretty sure that I will. I need to get Bobby on so he can tell us about his show, too. So, Bobby, if you're on, put the one button. If not, somebody give Bobby a call. Tell him I want him on the show so he can tell us about his show this weekend. Or anybody else that's got a show this weekend they want to, you know, tell everybody about it, feel free to push the one button. Or if anybody got anything they want to say or a question they want to ask, you know, you got a radio show host and you got a radio show host and a champ on the line. So, you know, y'all and somebody may want to address the champ, ask him what it takes to become a champ.
DJ, you wild, boy.
Hey, Bud Naked, you cooking? You gonna have some of that goat? You gonna have some goat for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, both people.
No,
cook turkey,
we have no goat for Thanksgiving.
But they gonna have a big ass goat on the table. Ain't gonna be no turkey. Gonna be a big ass wild goat on the table.
No, we're not having no goat for Thanksgiving. I think DJ talked to Jay Barnes about having a goat at the banquet.
If we had a banquet, I think we're probably gonna.
Well, I think we should have it due to the fact that, and we should have it announced well in advance so the people that don't live this close can prepare for it. You know, nowadays a man just can't jump up and leave his family, and you know, some of the finances ain't right, and the family got to be taken care of. You got to put this well out there so they have enough time to prepare.
Yeah. Hey, look, my family looking forward to this banquet, man. Like I told my wife and kids told me, you're not going to leave the state of Michigan again. Time I'm going to some grudging event, and we ain't going.
Hey, man.
So I didn't know if they going to have it or not, but we going to go. I got to take them somewhere, either way it go. If I'm going to coming to the banquet, or we going to have to, like my daughter said, well, we can go to Florida. I told him we can go to Bradenton.
There you go. That's what that. I definitely got to say. You know, I know about Bradenton because that's what I'm trying my best to be ready for, and that's Bradenton. I know all my buddies, and I mean, gonna be in Bradenton. I mean, I know a lot of people been hearing about my boys K9 Racing. I'm pretty sure. I'm about 90% sure. It's pretty much confirmed that they will definitely be in Bradenton. With their Mustang, maybe one. I don't know how many. They may be there with several cars out of the K9 camp. So all I can say is you better be ready.
K9, come back.
Huh?
Where is K9 from? DJ, sorry about that, but Nick, where are K9 there from?
They're out of Georgia.
It's some stand up guys, man. Let me tell you, I met them. I ain't met no more drag racers like them too. I met a few of them, a handful of them. You know, they good old fashioned drag racers. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got all them crazy steps and stuff.
They ain't about all that talking. They about what we gonna do. What we gonna do it for? Let's get it on. That's it.
Yeah, they ain't got to do all that extra stuff. You know what I'm saying?
They about business.
Now Gadget said he's from Jackson, Mississippi, right?
Yeah, with the truck.
Gadget. He said he's from Jackson or
Georgia.
Yeah, but
I think Gadget who got the truck, ain't it? 007? Is that not Gadget?
Yeah,
he's out of Mississippi.
Okay.
That's I think K9 strapped it on, you know, with their G-body. I think they strapped it on Gadget in Holly Springs.
Okay. And all these guys, like I said, I like to go to Bradenton because I know, like I said, you said the other day, the who's who of grudge racing
will
is going to be out in Bradenton. We're going to be in Bradenton.
So that's why I'm trying to
get everything situated because you have Bradenton, December, then you come around, you turn around, you got the grudging banquet, then you turn around and come back, you got the race in Hattiesburg.
That's a whole lot. Yeah.
That's a whole lot. My old lady had me yesterday.
Yeah.
She said, I thought race season was over.
Hope we'll be able to make it all
about. That's it. That's about. All right, Big Fred, stay hot. Just put your mic on mute. If, you know, somebody say something that interests you, you want to jump in, feel free.
My man.
773-8424. Your mic is live. Who are we speaking with?
Good evening, Butt Naked and DJ Grant. This is the kid in Chicago. How you doing?
How you doing, my brother?
All right. I just wanted to call and say y'all have a nice holiday, because I probably won't talk to you no more till after then.
Okay.
And I'm going to put my mic on mute.
Same to you, kid, and your family.
Hey, we really appreciate it. Same to you and your family. We hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, then.
All right.
Hey, DJ.
Yes.
How about repeat that website that you say y'all could join up to be a member of Grudging? That email address, the website address.
It's www.grudgeinc.us.
Okay, that I-N-K?
Yes, I-N-C.
Okay,
I-N-C. Dot U-S, not dot com, dot U-S.
Dot U-S, grudge.inc.
I'm sorry, grudgeinc. Dot U-S.
Okay, got it. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. All right, 219-4018, your mic is live.
DJ, what's going on, man?
What's happening?
It's Terry up in
Terry, Indiana. What's happening, Terry? How you doing, brother?
Nothing, just taking these heads off this motor.
Uh-oh, what motor?
My motor.
Oh, your motor? Okay.
Tiny. I'm missing pistons in number 3 and 4.
You missing them? Where they went?
They're down in the pan. Pistons and rods.
That's what I'm talking about. That's some real grudge talk right there, Dad.
Oh, man. Yeah, they're laying down in the pan with a big hole laying in the bottom of it, too.
I'm glad you called in, man. We had a real good thing going over on a dog show, and we was talking about, you know, different Grudge Inc. and different tracks and promoters and stuff, and I'd said this out to other people. I don't think I've ever, you know, said it to you, but I've told a lot of people that race at your track and up that way.
Uh-huh.
It's good when you have a person like yourself that runs a racetrack that is really for the racers. And really, you know, and it's, we need more people like you in this game, because It makes things a whole lot better. Nobody wants to go nowhere, and I'm not trying to say anything negative about, because I know we've been talking about, you know, some other tracks and issues that they're having. But the thing is, people like to go to tracks where the track owners and track people are race friendly.
Right.
You know,
hey,
and
I grew up grudge racing. When I turned 16, I was out on Doty Road. You know what I mean? I did it for, you know, probably 10 years, and then I got into the family, you know, had some kids, and, you know, got back in it. I've been doing some class racing here the past couple of years just because, you know, that's what I can afford to do. But, you know, I took over the track, and I'm friends with everybody up here. So, you know, I got to be civil. You know what I mean?
You
got to make the track a little money, plus make everybody happy.
That's,
you know,
it. You got to be, you know, in the middle.
Right.
Hey, Denny, is Mama Adam still on?
Yes.
Hey, Mama Adam, this is one of the track owners of Indiana. I'm sure he will welcome you guys to come over and race.
Sounds good. We might have to try you guys out.
Well, hey, DJ.
Yes.
Hey, you got my number on there also. I wanted to talk to you, too. I need to get as many websites as possible. That I can get my race on, you know, besides fucking on here. You know, because I got it on, like, Carolina Grudge Racer, Yellow Bullet, and then our stuff.
Okay.
And Grudge Inc., of course, but, you know, I'm doing the $100,000 races.
Yes, if you want to tell, you know, speak on it again, because we was talking about that this weekend, too, at both tracks. I was in Montgomery and in Macon this weekend, and actually, somebody brought it up in Macon. I brought it up in Montgomery, but it's buzzing around.
Right.
It's definitely buzzing around. It's going to be, I don't think y'all going to have a problem at all. I mean, we all know it's going to be a problem. I think it's going to probably
Problem. The problem is going to be where you going to put all them people at. Man, going to be over 150 cars, race cars.
Well, I guarantee. It's going to be more than that.
I'm just saying the minimum, 150 cars.
Here's the thing. Back in the day when streetcar chaoses were big up here, you know, 8-9 years ago, and you can ask Drag and Biz and them, we wouldn't have a problem with 400 cars. We would have 450 every month at that track of streetcars and race cars.
Well, y'all had to bust the track out this time, too. Y'all had to cut some of the cornfields out there.
Man, tell me.
Yeah.
Enlighten us about the race a little bit for the listeners that haven't heard, Terry.
Okay. So far, it's going to be, you know, meltdown rules, which is 29.5, 10.5 or smaller, any style rear suspension. It's going to be stock style front suspension, which means you have to have stock mounting points and a stock part of the frame, at least up there somewhere, for the mounting points. No wheelie bars. It's going to be heads up, pro tree, ace mile, clocks off all weekend. And what we're going to do is a $500 buy-in. As of right now, I have been pushing. We were just going to pay the winner $100,000, but people are talking about maybe paying back 8-16 spots, maybe. So that's in the works too. You know, what are your guys' thing? Would you rather go, you know, winner take all, or would you rather see, you know, 8 spots or 10 spots, whatever, paid back?
I mean, I really think it. I think it would be great.
Gonna be up to the races when all of them get there.
Well, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna go on the record and say I think it'd be great to pay back that many places,
okay.
But long as that first place is still a big chunk. I mean, at least about what were y'all?
Here's
thinking
what
still?
We come up with right now. We came up with some numbers, and right now would be 62,000 to the winner, 12,000 to runner up, and I think 5,000 to third and fourth, and then pay back like 1,000 a couple spots.
That would be nice. But I would probably lean toward maybe making that first place at least maybe 70,000 and then breaking it down. That's what I would think, you know, just to make that first place purse just that much better. That's just me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, we're just throwing some numbers around right now, you know. Because we were all for 100,000 to the winner. And then, you know, we're just starting to get some phone calls and different people are saying, you know, let's go back some. You know, because, you know, it's going to get expensive kind of for the weekend. You know, we're going to try and get it done all day on Saturday. Our plan is to get that race completed on Saturday or first thing Sunday morning.
Oh, man.
Hey, Denny.
No, it's Terry.
Oh, Terry. Yeah, that would be nice because, you know, you got a lot of people that's coming from out of town.
Right.
And they're spending money to get there.
Right.
So, you know, they should be compensated, you know, some kind of way.
Right. Now, see,
are y'all doing it on a 4-day weekend?
That's
Monday's a holiday?
Right. Yep, that's the plan. Here's what our plan is, the schedule, tentative schedule so far. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday will be test and tune. We'll have test and tune for 3 days. Saturday, probably around noon or so, we'll start eliminations, and we'll run till 10 or 11 or whatever time we have to shut down.
Got another suggestion.
What?
You know, probably it'll be a lot of people that'll be coming during the week, but most of your diehard racers probably won't roll in there till either late Friday or early Saturday. I would probably suggest that, you know, most of Saturday be qualifying and then maybe try to get a couple of rounds.
Oh, there's no qualifying. There's no qualifying.
There's no qualifying.
No. There's no qualifying whatsoever.
It's just getting to
we're just getting straight down and get to it. I'm going to do We're going to do like a bingo machine. After you lock up, someone sends me lockup, I'm going to send you a number in the mail. Okay, you're number 5, DJ. So you go in the lottery, you know, it's just going to be like a bingo thing. 2 balls drop out, you and number 5 and number 32 are getting down. You know, that way, you know, if I pull out of the hat, then someone's going to say, oh, someone's ticket was different or, you know what I mean? I just want it to be, you know, we do it out of a lottery or a bingo. You can't, everyone can see it and we'll just, you know what I mean? It's fair.
Terry, so, you my man. I like that. That sounds great to me.
Yeah, the lottery sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the plan right now. I mean, we got months and months to work on this, but
What's your date? What's your date that you're trying to get it on, Terry?
We're either going to do it on Memorial Day weekend or we're going to do it on Labor Day. I got some calls the other day. We were going to do it Memorial Day, then we pushed it to Labor Day to give us some more time. But I just got some calls the other day, too, because Yellow Bullet Nationals is that weekend.
Yeah, Labor Day is a bad weekend.
Is it? Why is that?
You got the U.S. Nationals down in Indianapolis.
Well, and we're not far, though. We're only 2 hours from Indy. So
right, I know that.
With two big Yellow Bullet and the Indy Nationals going, those are class race. So that
yeah, those
class races.
This is geared toward grudge races. That's what people need to know. This is geared, you know, mainly toward grudge races solely.
Right.
You know, but I don't know if that's going to change or whatever. But
no, that's the point. You know, the plans would be, you know, it's a grudge event. You know, and having it against you against Yellow Bullet, yeah, we might lose some cars, but those are class cars that we're losing. We're not going to lose a, you know.
Yeah.
What's Yellow Bullet pay? $5,000, $10,000 at a winner, maybe?
Yeah.
When you got a chance to win 60, 70, or 100, you know, whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I think you're going to turn some class races into a grid race.
That's going to be right there when and around that time. What the weather usually like around that time of year?
And when? That would be like first weekend of September, probably be about 80.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And see, we were going to do it. Here's my thing. If we did it Memorial Day weekend, that's late May, I'm worried that if we have a bad winter and we can't open the track until early May, then that track's not going to be good.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? I'm just worried about the weather in May. Because it's hit and miss. You know, one weekend up here in May could be 40 degrees and next weekend could be 80.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure the track is the best it's going to be.
Hey, Terry, what about sometime in July?
We got to...
Well, the thing is they're gearing trying to get that four-day weekend, so that gives everybody that extra day to get home and all of that, you know. So,
right.
It's going to be what it's going to be, but I think they've been, you know, real considerate as far as trying to do it on a four-day weekend. Because, like I said, my only thing is I know a lot of people from the South are going to be coming on up and to do it on. I know they're probably going to be rolling in there, you know, late Friday and probably Saturday. So I would probably say that just to give them a little time, probably just start elimination sometime. I would probably say midday or something on Saturday when the track is probably, you know, a little closer to when the track is going to be at its best.
Yep.
And go
ahead. That's the plan. And that way, you know, if we don't finish up, then we finish up. The race will be first ones off on Sunday, and then we go straight to grudge racing all day. You know? Because that's my plan, is to have Sunday as a grudge day. Because if the best of the best are going to be at one track, there's got to get some grudge races.
Yep. Yeah.
You know? But I don't want to do any grudge racing during the event. You know, Saturday, it's going to be straight getting to it.
Yeah. Yeah, just the cars out there that's going to get in, get them at least some time to make a couple of shakedowns, get the car set, you know, adjusted to the track.
That's why they're going to have a race through the week, though, ain't they? Testing the team through the week.
I mean, everybody can't just get away like that, you know.
Right.
Like I said, the bulk of the race is going to fall in there, you know, Friday evening or Saturday morning. You know, that's just how it's going to be.
Right.
Only people that can really be able to do that, just people that can really afford to or just take the time off early just to be, you know, ready to do that. So,
right.
And they will have a little bit of advantage because they have been in tested the track and they can just sit back and eat them some sandwiches while everybody else come in and try to get dialed in.
Right. Hey, you went off the trailer that first pass. I was kind of happy with the way your car left that. I mean, first
pass.
Yeah, that, the track.
That's a working son of a gun. You better believe it. Sure is. But we appreciate you, Terry. We appreciate everything that you're doing up north, man. I mean, you are a good example of what type of people we want as grudge racers to be running facilities like you do. So we you know, hats off to you. We applaud you and everything that you do. And tell my buddies Boost 12, I got to come see them now.
I'm sure you will.
They're some good guys, though.
Yeah.
Let's hang around.
They gamble. They know you got them way, you know what I mean, your car's way faster. And that's
don't say that.
Well, that's what Joey said. Joey said, hey, I know he's better. You know,
it is what it is, man. But they whooped my butt, so it, you know, they was a better man that day. But hats off to them engaging and taking the, you know, trying
right.
something, you know. So yep. it is what it is.
Yep.
Well, hang around, Terry. You know,
okay.
just, you know, if you want to jump in, feel free. Cause we
sounds
got
good.
A few
I'll
hands.
Talk to you later.
Okay, man.
All right.
313-5415. Your mic is live.
What's happening, everybody? What's up, DJ Grant?
What's going on? Who's this?
This is Tyson.
Tyson, what's happening, my brother?
Not much. What's happening all the way naked? What's going on?
You got it, homie. You got it. I'll wait on you, Tyson, not to say nothing.
You know I wasn't going to forget you, man.
I had no built up, boy. I was going to let it loose. Down on your ass, I was going to go.
I'm going to forget about you all the way naked. You know I had to holler at y'all.
Okay.
That old car coming along. Both of y'all, you had these.
I talked to my in the building today. He said just a couple more days. I should be racing by next weekend. So I should have if it wasn't for the holiday, I'd probably, you know, have it back by Friday. But I'm sure I'll be picking it up Monday or Tuesday at the latest.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
I thought I was going to be picking it up this week, Monday or Tuesday, but, you know, like I said, I don't, you know, you can't rush them. And
right.
It had one or two little setbacks, but he said they almost done. They was actually putting the motor back together, started putting it back together today. So I said, just give them a couple more days, it'll be done.
Okay. That's all right.
Yeah.
What about you all the way naked? What you got going on, man?
Man, I got introduced to the fastest transmission man in the world.
Okay, I was finna say, don't you say nobody else now.
Man, let me tell y'all something. That guy, when I went up there, I told him what happened and this and that, man, that guy, why he even got my words up on my, he had the impact wrench up.
He's something else now.
This tow up, that tow up, this and that, but I got to get Coop Performance ready, and I got to get another ready. I got three to be up within the next 2 hours. So I get back with you, and we're going to let you know something.
That's one thing. I'm going to say this.
That Joker got to talking like that. I said, man, is he a people person? And before I got on the road, he was calling me back before I got home. Hey, man, we found out what's going on, but nigga, and hey, this and that, and this going to call this going to call that, and you got to have this. What you want me to do? I said, do what you got to do, Mr. Neal. He said, okay, that's all I need. Shoot. Saturday. He worked Saturday at about 6:30, I guess. 6:33, he was calling me. We got you ready, but nigga.
There it is. I have to admit, that's the same person. I have not had zero problems out of my transmission. I tell you, he is a hell of a transmission man.
He does
everybody stuff, and he gets it. He don't mess around with it. He gets you in and gets you out.
Let me tell y'all something. That guy got every part for a transmission right there.
He's the right man. I think he told me he the world's fastest automatic. I think he built it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know it works.
He's in Mayville, Georgia. If you need
the fastest ET or something with an automatic, some type of thing. I mean, I know it's his transmission. He's right there in the Atlanta, Georgia shop behind his house.
Right.
Yep.
Get it done.
So other than that, with that being said, drive shaft ready, transmission ready, everything ready. I just stick the gears in and let it do what it do.
All right, but Nick, you know they've been going kind of hard at this. We're gonna see if they're gonna keep going hard when you're on the ground, ain't that right?
Yeah.
Like I said, my partner, them. I got some partners over here offering me a transmission. You know, they say, hey, you can get that butt naked any time. But
all
hey,
I'm gonna say is this: you know, we all got cars in the same kind of class. But Alabama gonna be a force to reckon with this year.
Yeah,
I can't wait to do an Alabama versus the world. I can't wait to do that.
It's coming. You better believe it's coming. I'm inviting everybody out. But it's coming. It's definitely coming.
I'm calling them all out that day.
Uh-oh.
The big champs, the champs, and the wannabe champs. I'm calling them all out.
See, I think 2013 is going to be a whole, it's going to be, you know, the champs of 2012, but the 2013, I think it's going to be issuing out a whole new set of belts for 13.
You
know, I got some background noise. Somebody mic who's already open, so please mute your mic. Be respectful. Thank you. 630-5912, your mic is live.
DJ Grant, what's going on?
What's happening? Who's this?
This is Big Daddy from Chicago.
Big Daddy, what you know good?
Checking in, say what's up to you. You and Boothwell had a, look like y'all had a battle down there, but look like you broke loose on the starting line. Look like y'all was going to have a good battle down there.
Yeah. I had all kind of mishappen at the same time. It wouldn't have mattered. It was lost right off the line. I actually red lit, to be honest with you. But then I was lined up crooked. I went to the wall, and as soon as the car settled down, I got back in it. You know, the crank broke, and that was it. It was what it was.
Yeah, y'all look like y'all had a lot of fun down there.
We did. We had a good time, man, and that's something.
Brother, you didn't make it. You missed a great one. That was a great show.
It was, and that's something I want to bring up. You know, we was all on Dog Show a little while ago, and if y'all showed up finishing, you on here, if you would, push the one button. I want to definitely get you on, or anybody else that was on Dog Show.
Dog had me rolling when he get on the
Dog
show.
Is a fool, man. Dog is a fool. We had a good time in Macon Saturday night.
Yeah,
but what we was talking about, I didn't mean to cut you off, but what we was talking about on Dog Show, Jay Barnes came on to Dog Show because basically he wanted to kind of clear the air and let the world know and let everybody know what, you know, where Grudge Inc. stands and what we stand for. And basically we're trying to bring unity. We're trying to, you know, Grudge Inc. is for Grudge races as a whole. You don't have to be a member, quote unquote, of Grudge Inc. or anything like that to be included in Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. is for all races. We support anything having to do with Grudge races. If you're doing a race today and Grudge Inc. throwing a race on the same day, we're going to support your show and our show. We're not going to do anything to try to bash it. We support anything having to do with Grudge racing as a whole. And the thing is, it's all about us all coming together and all getting along and having a good time. We all have the best time when we all together.
Yeah, sure do. Cause the way y'all had fun down in the zoo,
yeah,
it was a lot of fun down there. A lot of fun and a lot of action.
Had a good time, man. Had a real good time. It's like all we do is just gotta wait till the next time it can all happen. I know it's hard on everybody, especially with these race cars and traveling and doing it. It can get hard, a little hard on your pocket, but it makes it worth it when we all come together and have a good time, because that's what it's all about. Being able to.
When do we supposed to do another North and the South? Do you know, DJ?
I don't know what the official date is yet. If Biz was anywhere around, he could.
You could have asked Terry. I think Terry may have a little info on when he was just on the line.
Well, I don't know exactly when.
They probably haven't set a date yet.
I don't know if they have or not.
There's no date set yet.
Okay, there's not a date.
We're shooting for mid.
Yesterday about the Milan track was trying to ban Grudge races from their track.
I'm gonna say this. Yeah, there was some conversation about that, and the thing is, I'm trying to stay away from anything that can be a little negative. You know, it's definitely an issue going on up there, and it's something that definitely needs to be addressed. But until I think the people from that racetrack, till we can get some type of representative, or I would say the owner of that track, or the main person that actually calls these shots for that track, you know, we need to hear from that side because they need to know, and we need to, you know, we need to hear from them because it is some, you know,
If they don't want to call in and talk to none of us about none of that, hell, goddammit, we'll fly up there, talk to the owner of that track. We'll get to the bottom of it.
I don't understand why would they try to ban grudge racers from their track, and grudge racers, you know what I'm saying, bring a lot of action to their track.
Well, let me tell you this. I got a text from my main man, Biz. I think he said that they're shooting for July 26th through the 28th. So tentatively, we're looking at toward the end of July.
Oh, that's going to be some good action.
Text him back and ask him why that pick ain't swinging.
hey, BJ.
Yeah.
Hey, I think my man there from Chicago, the thing of it was that we had some problems with them with the grudge racers, and we got it kind of somewhat straightened out, but then they turned around and threw some bracket racers out because they said that
I don't really want to talk about it right now. I don't want to bring it up too much. I mean, besides the fact that we know that there's a problem that exists and it needs to be handled.
Right.
And,
but
I mean,
you know, they'll never get on the phone. They never will.
They'll never get on the phone. Well, you know,
nope.
I don't see why they wouldn't. To me, that if you got a facility like that and you got a radio race show and you got people that come and support your track, I don't see why you would not want to at least come on and clear the air or at least come on here and tell us some lies that you're going to try to do better or something. But, I mean, I almost can't believe that. I mean, if I got a business and I'm hearing that I've got an open floor where I can come on and at least tell my side of the story or know that I've got people that patronize me on the line and people that want to hear my side, you know, you need to come on. But
no,
I agree
with you saying too, but is you got to realize that they're a track within a certain mile race, so everybody goes there. So they don't care if one person or two people don't come, they're going to treat you what they want you to get out.
I understand that type of mentality. Trust me,
right.
I do.
No, I'm with you, DJ. I'm with you. I'm saying, I'm going to hear this.
I'm not,
mic, get on here and speak about it.
Yeah, I understand. I know you got some people that sometimes they feel that they got more money than the law can allow, and sometimes they just feel like, you know, they don't care. You know.
DJ, you and I know some people like that too, so you know what it is. That how some people are.
Yeah,
you and I both know some people like that.
You know how stupid that is because, you know, you get a lot of grudge racers from all over. Just say like, you know what I'm saying, and say if they don't start patronizing your business, then your sales start going down. Then they're going to want to start talking to somebody. Hey, well, we're going to try to let the grudge racers come in for free, and we're going to do this. We want everybody back. But, you know, when he was trying to talk to them at first about it, you know what I'm saying, it didn't seem like there was no problem. But once they see a lot of people ain't coming to the track, trust me, they're going to change it. They're going to.
Oh, yeah, they definitely will.
When they fill it in the pocket, they're definitely going to get the grudge racers on the line. They're going to find all the heavy hitters from Detroit first to talk to them. And then they're gonna ask them to talk to everybody else that's around, you know, like Ohio,
right.
Indiana, Chicago, Wisconsin. Then, you know, from down south, you know, they're gonna start, oh, we need all them guys to come back up and start racing back out of track. And, you know, when people trying to talk to them at first, you know, like they say, they're big-headed right now because they figure they don't need them right now. All track need grudge racers. That's what makes your track, especially when you got good grudge racers there. Because that's what people say, when they find out, so like if they find that DJ Grant Gray run Boost 12 at the drag strip, and people are going to start taking off work, they're going to find a way to get to the track to see that grudge race. Any type of good names is going to the grudge race, people are going to find all type of ways to try to get to the track to see that race. They could be in the hospital, sick. They could be in the hospital. So that stuff they're doing, they need to knock that stuff off and start talking to these grudge racers, try to settle this stuff quick, fast, in a hurry.
Oh yeah, I agree.
They need to.
Yeah.
All right, DJ, we got any more callers?
Yeah, we do. I'm sorry, I had walked away from the board. Y'all hold on, bear with me.
What you gotta do, put your Jerry Curl juice in your hat?
Oh, there you go. Don't you start now. Hold on. 773.
I bet you got some oil on it, don't it?
773-4309. Now, I'll use it all out of my head to put in that pan so you cook that damn goat. 43009. Your mic is live.
What's up, DJ? What's up, Butt Neck? It's Big Will.
Big Wheels, keep on rolling.
Man, I'm thinking about that goat right now, Butt Neck, and what we're going to do.
Hey, when we have that banquet, ain't no if in it. We're going to have that goddamn banquet. Because I had to goddamn help out myself. We're going to have to try to get a little bit at that banquet. DJ already talked to Jay about it. And right there in Atlanta, it's several. Within every 10 miles, somebody said there's a goat over there. So we can get some goat there.
Okay,
you got
okay.
Dominican plays. You got Jamaica. Man, them people, man, let me tell you, goat is plentiful in Atlanta.
Okay.
I tell you what, if we don't have no goat on me, I'm going to treat everybody to some goddamn goat. We're going to go to one of the restaurants and get us some goat, and we'll be back.
But nigga, a.k.a. Goat Master. but yeah,
I'll be glad when they had that banquet too. Cause you know what? I want the guy to come down and see what's really in the South.
I'm going. Let me go down. I'm gonna try to go here pretty quick and try to open up the mic. And everybody, if you're not talking, please mute your mic, cause I know my board crashes every night around a certain time. So I'm gonna start opening up these mics. There's about 10, 11 mics that need to be opened, and I'm gonna go ahead and start opening some up.
DJ, they got Black Friday. Good Friday, you know that, right? You can get
your
new goddamn computer through that old motherfucker. You got
it. Ain't got nothing to do with the computer. Shut your ass up. 773-5920. Your mic is live. Who are you? Say your name, and I'm gonna keep going. Unless you got something you wanna say right quick. Hello. 773-5920. Going once, going twice. Sold to the man with the goat on the back of his truck. 270-2981. Your mic is live.
It's G-Shot.
G-Shot, the world's fastest leaf spring Dodge on the planet Earth.
With original paint.
With original paint.
What's up, man? Nah, I was just going to say, while Terry was on there, man, I'm going to go on and come up there and donate my 500, you know.
I know that's right.
I'm going to donate that 500. Got to. Never know what might happen.
Never know, man. You never know.
I might
that's
win all that with that
650.
I might win all that with that 650.
Well done, y'all. Okay. Just hang on, G-Shot. 3130178. Your mic is live. Talk to us.
Ain't nothing, man. Just listening to you guys.
Is this, who is this?
Timo.
Oh, I know you ain't just listening.
We Kimo. Already know you ain't just listening. Why you wasn't on dog? We had a good show on Dog Show today, Timo. I was surprised you wasn't there.
I just got in the house. Man, let's not talk about that Miley shit. If you're going to go to Miley. If you ain't, let's just move on, man. You're giving them, we giving them people too much motherfucking attention.
Well, I mean, I wasn't trying to talk about it. It's a situation that it just, you know, I'd left it at that. I mean, until we can hear from them, or until they can, you know, want to reach out to us to make some type of statement.
Well, you know, my thing is, DJ, they don't even want us to have a Grudge Inc. program over there. So why give them any of our time? Shit, this is a grudging show. They don't want grudging.
I understand that too, but you know, Grudge Inc. is for grudge racers all over. I mean, and if there's a problem with grudge racers, period, you know, we want to try to. I mean, with racist, period. I mean, it don't really have to be so much grudge racist either, because, I mean, I think the incident has to do with, you know, some people that are some bracket racists. But, you know, it's just.
But we've been talking about that Milan all week, man.
Yeah.
Everybody know how Milan is, but we keep going there. We ain't going to go there. So you stop going there, then they ain't going to worry about it.
You're right. You're absolutely right about that. Now, I have to agree with you.
Because, like you say, rug races, you don't pay no purse out. It's all gate money and all stand money.
Hang tight, Kimo. Let me get these mics before the thing crash on. It looked like my buddy right here. 334-9052. Is this who I think it is? Hello.
Hey, DJ, man, I thought I had to tell you with all that static on the phone.
He finna work it out.
He must got his phone in his pocket.
Huh?
He must got his phone in his pocket.
Hey, the Turbo?
Yeah, DJ.
Hey.
What's going on?
What's going on, Turbo?
I'm on mute.
Huh?
I'm on mute.
Okay. Jump in anytime you want, Turbo. And everybody, that's my personal homeboy, Turbo Tim. Twin Turbo Mustang on 28s. So looking really good this weekend out of Alabama. Anybody want action on 28s?
So, you DJ, can get it. I did hear you say Alabama's going to represent. So,
you better believe it. And he's going to be one of the ones, going to be a major part of the representation.
So you guys are stepping up to take Alabama back, right?
Yeah.
And make it back independent state.
Yeah, because, Jay Barnes has said something about what did they do? They expanded the borders of Georgia.
Yeah, okay.
We taking back our boundaries.
Okay.
Let me get these mics open, man. Y'all hang tight. Please, if y'all got any background noise, mute them mics. 248-0016. Your mic is live.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on, DJ Grant? Six times the naked. What's going on, y'all? Just a little car out of Pontiac. Just coming in, showing y'all some support and whatnot. Yeah,
we appreciate it, brother.
I'm at work. I got a lot of background noise, so I'm just going to
I was on Motown Muscles doing fire.
Huh?
Yeah, that was me.
It's the show. It didn't have a race.
Say that again?
You said it's the show. It didn't have a race.
No, I mean, hey, we've been fighting problems all this season, still fighting problems. So we had one race locked in, and we didn't get that race off due to the weather. So we get it right. You'll be seeing a lot of action out of us. That's the stuff.
All right, 2691. Trying to open you up. There you go. 586-2691. Please, everybody. It's who?
Jimbo.
Jimbo! Whoa!
Damn,
how you doing, Jimbo?
Man.
Yo, hold on.
I changed it up a little bit, man. I'm calling the Southern shows. See how my competition
y'all gotta hold on. I got to say what's up to my buddy Jimbo. Jimbo, how you doing, man?
Not much, man. Sitting around the house.
I got that. I feel honored to have you on the show, Jimbo. I like you, Jimbo. You all right with me?
Yes, sir.
So you
let him know.
Hold on, man.
Hold on.
Let me talk to my whole boy, Jimbo. Let me talk to. See, me and Jimbo, we was in the same hospital for a little bit. But, they had to ship him on back up north. He was down this way. He was in the hospital with me and Butt Naked for a little bit. But then they had to, they had the helicopter lift him on back home.
I had a blowed out back, man. They had to carry me home.
All right, rumor has it, Jimbo, that you either sold your car, you're selling your car, you got a new car coming out. Let us know what's going on, because
This is what happened, man. I had a light up our car. I ran all year with 29s, small block nitrous, the wheel cars. And for around Detroit, that's the style. That's what we do. That's how everybody rolls.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not getting much races around here, so me and Wayne are trying to travel and, you know, go down south and race like that. So we got to adapt to the way everybody else is racing. So everybody cried about the ladder bar and the 29. So I had the car sold, and Macon was the last race I was going to attend with it. So right now we got two stock suspension Mustangs that are going to be on 28s with no wheelie bars, small block nitrous that were coming out.
When you sit like that, Jimbo, nobody complain about nothing.
You know what? That's what we want.
You can't nobody complain about nothing.
Yeah.
At all. Now my buddy,
DJ, is somebody using a house phone with a pool?
I don't know what it is, but I'm not one to mute mics, but I'm telling you right now.
Kimo, somebody just didn't pay their bill. That's all.
Nah,
please,
everybody, so we can hear everybody. Just if you're not talking, just mute your mic. Sounds like somebody did that. And we thank you. We really do appreciate it. Thanks a lot. That makes it a whole lot better and clear. Because I mean, I really want to hear what my buddy Jimbo, my newfound buddy Jimbo, me and him about the same height. You know they had me impersonating you one night, Jimbo.
Who's that?
They had me impersonate you. They say I do good impersonation. They had me impersonate.
Nah, hell, Jimbo, don't let them fill your ears up.
Yeah,
he was impersonating.
Like that.
That was him, Jimbo. He did this shit on his own.
But we appreciate you calling in, Jimbo. I've been asking about you. My boys K-9 have been asking about you, but
it sucks we couldn't get it off, but I hurt the motor anyway when we were making that day, so the motor's coming out. The next race that we we're going to be at Fat Tuesday for sure in Hattiesburg.
Cool, cool.
We may come down sooner than that with the car. I'm not sure yet, but in about a month we got a car that'll be ready. So
cool.
We're gonna have to do a little bit of testing and stuff with it, but we'll see. We'll be in touch with everybody.
We can definitely look for Motor City Jimbo in at Fat Tuesday.
Oh yes, sir. We'll have Never Scared. We'll have two cars there. That weekend. So.
And I can assure y'all, people on the line, these boys are never scared for real. They really earned that name. I got to say, I say what to say, but I cannot be mad at nobody. I can still want their ass, but you cannot be mad at nobody that's engaging and racing. Period.
We want you to want that ass.
That's it.
That's what we want.
There you go. But I say I'm glad to see Motor City Jimbo. You know, biz ain't take off. They chew off too much ass, and you still try to throw a little ass.
Yeah.
That guy.
Biz won. Better Man won that night. I had a little bit of problems just like you did that night, but
yeah.
A win's a win, and I mean.
Yeah,
that's racing, man. Anything
that's
happens,
it, man.
So,
that's it. I mean, I can't, people will say what happened. I mean, I lost. That's it. You can make all the excuses in the world, man. But if you lose, you just lost.
You ain't winning unless you're losing.
That's it. Shit, you ain't gonna win them all. Ain't nobody gonna win them
all.
You got some people that just have.
We love to, and I try to, man. I hate losing. I can't stand losing, but I know I got to take them sometimes.
That's it. Well, hang tight, Jimbo. I'm sure maybe somebody else may want to have something to say, but just hang tight. We really appreciate you calling in, man. We've been worried about you.
All right, man. No problem.
All right. 205-2712. Your mic is hot.
What's going on, bud? Nigga, Governor Grant, how y'all doing this evening?
Sleeping. My homie, my brother from another mother, how you doing, man?
Doing real good, man. Just got in from work, man. I had to damn near get a speed ticket trying to get home so I can get on the show.
This is the new Tuesday night Grudge Inc. Unity. Can we all just get along show?
That sounds like a winner, man. I want to say hey to Jimbo, man. How you doing, Jimbo?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm looking forward to seeing that new car, man. I'm looking to see big things out of you and Wayne in 2013, bro.
Yeah, that's what we're planning on. We're hoping for a good year next year.
That's it. Anybody want to ask old Jimbo any questions? Motor City Jimbo representing Detroit. We got him live on the line, y'all. We got him live on the line. He's fresh out of the hospital. It seems like he's in good spirits. So,
AP?
What's going on, Big Will?
All right. What's
708.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, I'm sorry. 708-4199. Your mic is live.
Yo, what's up, DJ Grant?
What's
happening? Sleepy, this Big Steve, man. But I don't want Camaro. What's up, boy? Sleepy. Hey,
what's
Jimbo.
Up,
what's up? Yo, I was making sure I ain't heard him say they let you out of the psych ward now. I was wondering what happened to you now.
Everything. Right now,
who's this?
I'll be honest.
It's Big C, man. I'm always calling you. George Bush Ration of Detroit. That's all I see.
Yeah, it's hard for me to get on this show sometimes. You know, I got a little baby, and by the time I get out of work, man, I can't get too loud on here. See, we're getting a little too hype on here.
Yes. Well, I'm a whisper this in your ear, Jimbo. I just got a text from Biz. Biz said, "What's up?" I love you guys up north, man. Y'all bring action and y'all do your thing, man. I mean, we had a real good time in Macon, man. I really enjoyed y'all, and like I said, ain't nothing like people that talk the talk, but they walk the walk also. So I mean. And you definitely one of those guys, so, man, can't, you know, hats off to you, man. Hats off to anybody that's racing and grudging. They want to talk junk about my co-host, butt nigga. Hell, they talk junk about me, too. But the thing is, if you're racing, you're racing. That's what it's all about, man. You pump on your chest, but you got to get out there and line up and get it done, man. That's what it's all about.
Hey, is Sleepy still on the line?
I think so, yeah. Sleepy. He might have stepped away.
What the hell are
they? Somebody eating potato chips. Might be Jay Bourne getting on here.
It's probably chemo, man, every time he calls in on these shows.
He's always eating, ain't he?
Sucking on his fingers with some chicken.
I'm not eating nothing, man. I'm still listening.
Hey,
I'm not eating nothing, man.
Dog, you're on the line.
That's the first
one, buddy.
Right there.
That's my kid.
Hey, Kimo ain't cracking no jokes today, huh? Nah, that's bad for your health, Big Will. Who said that? Nah. Hey, Kimo, you had all that stuff going on Bill's show Thursday.
Look at here.
Oh, man. Yeah, a lot of them Chicago boys, man, dealing a lot of feelings over there, man. Boogie mad, Shorty mad.
But they mad, huh?
Somebody got an ass whooping, and one of them mad because another one telling it.
Hold on, y'all. Let me get a couple more mics open for this computer crash on me for a minute. 706. I hear some background noise. Please mute your mic if you got some background. Sound like somebody driving or in front of a fan or something. There you go. Thanks a lot. 706-2646. Your mic is live.
What's up, boss?
Is this the boss of all bosses?
This is he.
Boss Vines, hold on, y'all. I gotta get this man his proper
man,
his proper introduction.
Come on over here.
Yeah, that's my personal homeboy. Everybody, this is the boss of all bosses.
What's up, boss? Okay. How you been doing?
We doing all right, man. How you doing, Tony Vines?
Ain't nothing. I called tonight.
Uh oh.
One specific request. Uh-oh.
I don't know, but hold on. Everybody shut. I need complete silence. We're in the presence of a boss. Y'all need to. I don't want to hear no smart ass comments now. Y'all shut the hell up. Everybody, please just mute your mic so we can hear what the boss got to say. Shut the hell up, please. Go ahead, Tony. Now, who calling somebody? Somebody trying to call somebody up while we on the line.
might be the one.
No, last time, you know, somebody was recording the phone call last time.
Somebody with a 478 just tried to push the button, and they didn't. Okay, go ahead, Tony. Go ahead, Tony. Everybody be quiet.
What you got on your mind, Tony?
My mind is real heavy tonight.
Uh-oh.
And I need you to do me a favor. Tomorrow, tonight.
All right.
Within the next 24 hours at the minimum.
Okay.
I need for you to get on the internet.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to list every member of the Grudge Inc. Society. Can you do that for me?
Can we list?
What you need that for, man? What you need all that for, man?
Because when you put their names on that board, they got a bullseye on their head.
Oh, Lord.
Motherfucker, we trying to fuck you up, dude.
So this is prime time personally. Every number you put on that list, they got a personal bullseye on their head from prime time.
I don't know
who all in the Grudge Inc. I don't know if there's anybody in the Grudge Inc. But anybody in the Grudge Inc.
Tony.
I
got to slow you down, Tony. The Grudge Inc. is pretty big, man.
I need to know the numbers.
I'm going to show you how big they is. Tony, might I ask you why you want to put a bullseye on everybody's head?
Grudge Inc. problem.
You think you too
Grudge
big.
Inc.
That's the problem.
Grudge Inc. is deeper than prime time. I understand this.
No, ain't nobody saying it. No, everybody's the same. Ain't nobody no, above.
No,
I'm going
to tell y'all, man.
Tony ain't going to do that. Hold on, Kimo. Let's talk.
Left
I ain't saying like that. I was saying that probably got more members than prime time calls. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but what I'm saying. That's a hell of you. You just looking for a new order to fill, I guess, because I guess it's getting.
I need a new head to crack.
So you want to say prime time want to go against any member of Grudge Inc.?
Of Grudge Inc. And they would get called out immediately. As soon as you put their name on that internet.
Can you answer what it is?
You got some of them hiding and ducking, don't want to really go straddling the fence and everything. I need to know who is full-fledged members, who play dues and everything.
Okay.
I'm one right off the rip now, Tony.
So, I mean, what you got for me?
What's your name number one?
My name number one.
Your name number one.
Okay, yeah, what car you want to be with?
How you going to do that in the car you drive is a Grudge Inc. member? Change the boot.
Listen to me good. I need to know them numbers. And I ain't saying you going to be first, but I ain't saying you going to be last neither. You're going to be one of them. You're going to one.
Hey, Tony, can you tell us what you're going to run us with?
And they told me, y'all had a meeting. Y'all had a meeting. If any time, any place, if any member of Grudge Inc. get called out, they got the race. Now, I don't know how true that is, but they said if anybody in Grudge Inc. get called out on the internet, on the radio show.
Well, I don't know what meeting that was.
With a car that set just like theirs, they got a race.
Well, I can tell you like this: if I'm at any track in a car sitting like mine, they got action. I mean, that's a true statement. I don't know of a meeting that we've had that has been said. I hadn't heard that, but I mean, I would go on the. I said right now, me personally, anything on 28s, I don't give a damn what it is. If it's on 28s, I'll run it.
But who? You know what's on 28s? Stunner.
What?
Seven up.
I mean, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Wait. Y'all don't know what the word anybody mean must be the word anybody mean. If you don't believe me, look in the dictionary. Anybody, when I say anybody, that go for anybody.
What's your purpose, Mr. Tony Boss Bine? What is your purpose of doing that? Why you want to call all Grudge Inc. members out?
Oh, I ain't got nothing personally against Grudge Inc. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't care if it was a guy from Texas, guy from Virginia, guy from Indiana.
Now, I said, what is your
Might I ask what car specifically you going to race on it? Do you want to race
car? It's going to be a car. I ain't going to get no back-end car to run no side spinning car, no shit like that. Yeah. It's going to be a car in the same class. That's why I need to know these people that's in this group, the society.
It's huge. It's huge, though.
I understand, but I'm just curious. I got three phone calls today,
uh-huh.
And said, Tony, who all in the Grudge Inc.? Who you know all members of the Grudge Inc.? I said, shit, I don't know. Ain't nobody ever put it on the boat. So I want to know if
Grudge Inc. family from the West Coast all the way to the East Coast,
no,
from the North to the
it's
South.
Like this, Tony, ain't nothing really secret about Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. is just. Grudge Inc. supports anything having to do with Grudge Racing. Period.
Exactly. Y'all need to support ass cutting too.
Yeah, I mean that if we can get it, yeah, we can give them, and we got to be able to take them. I understand it.
I need to know if anybody can put the members of Grudge Inc. on the internet so that they can go ahead on and start counting their days.
I tell you, why were you in Macon when any of them Grudge Inc. boys was in Macon? They was at their home track.
I still don't know who the member who ain't. You know, that's call you go to the track. That don't mean you're a member of Grudge Inc. But I need to know the member. I mean, if they scared to put their names out there, they got a right to be.
I'm sure a lot of them are scared to do that.
Say what now?
Don't you drive a Grudge Inc. car also? The gangster boot?
Dick
Claude.
Dick Claude. A bunch of Grudge's cars.
But these people like Dick Claude, gangster boot, Gadget ain't told me nothing about there ain't no Grudge Inc. That's why I need to know the members officially.
Well, they are.
I need to see it in black and white.
Hey, listen. So, Tony, are you gonna stop driving their car because they in Grudge Inc.?
Listen to me good. I'm gonna answer that question right now. You either in Grudge Inc. or you in Prime Time. It's simple as that. There's
Ooh.
No questions about that. Now, do that. Make it clear for the first graders and the kindergarten people that's on the phone.
Well, I ain't on damn one.
That tone, it seems like it's a little more in the air.
I'm sure it's personal. It's got to be something. Come on, tell me, man.
The boss Bond has came on here to talk about. I think it's a wonderful thing. Tony, I congratulate you.
Yeah.
I like the way you bring an excitement to the game.
Why don't we ask Tony, hold on.
Y'all hold on one second. Let me open up these three mics because I don't want my board to crash. Look like the champ. 601-51-33. Joe, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
Hold on a second. Let me get these other two mics open. No, the other three mics. Y'all hold on. 248-0016. Your mic is live.
I fell off, but I'm just coming back. I'm going on mute. Right there.
Okay. 310-8232. Your mic is hot.
What's going on, DJ? It's Kale, baby. What's happening?
Hey, Kale, what's going on? Hang tight. 313-6546. Your mic is live.
Hey, fellas, what's going on? Just listening in.
Okay, cool. Anybody else they want to get in, please, you better hurry up and push that one because if this thing crashes, it's going to be down for about 20, 25 minutes probably. If Dog on, I'd like him to get on because we had a real good conversation going on Dog Show. But go ahead, Gunner Picks. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, anyway, Tony, what's going on, boss? How you doing tonight?
What's up, Gunner? What's up?
Tony, I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing. You know, I think, you know, everybody's looking for a trick. You know what I mean? Because the way you came up and the way you announced it. But if it's a trick, then so be it. You know what I mean? You add technically the Grudge game, you did say anybody. So that went from prime time not running turbo cars to running turbo cars.
Exactly.
You know, I don't know your intentions, but you said everybody. And like you said, to the kindergartners and the first graders who don't understand, that means everybody. So if you are a member of Grudge Inc., then by all means, go to www.grudgeinc.us and put a bullseye on Tony Bonds, the boss, prime
time. I just got a co-sign from my main man, Biz. Biz wanted me to let you know personally, Tony, that he is a member of Grudge Inc.
All right, now.
Hey, Ben's going to be. Ben's going to jump over DJ Grant. Ben's going to jump over your head, so he come before you. But I need to know, it may be some people that come. It might be some people that come, may jump over his head. That's why I need to know all, bruh.
But next,
can you put a
Tony, can you put a list up of y'all cars? Can you put a list up of all the prime time guys with their cars?
Hold on, one at a time, y'all. One at a time. We can hear what he's saying. And Gunner,
this all you got to do. This is all you got to do.
Gunner, if you buy the board,
we can meet at a neutral location.
Hello.
Set it up, and y'all can lock in five prime time calls against prime grudging calls, and let's just go and get it on.
That sounds great. That sounds great. But Tony, let me ask you a question. If you don't mind me asking, Tony, can I ask? You said that now, as these people come, as the Grudge Inc. members come to you, I mean, you know what you're asking is something that we can't even really tally, because we have Grudge Inc. members literally. It's no joke. It's you know, there's members from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Right.
You know, as the people come, are you gonna knock them off as they come, or are you gonna try to put them on a shelf and then you pull them off the shelf as you see fit?
Now, what answer that question is, I need to know who the members is so I can get a car set up for them to race in their class. I ain't going to talk about, I'm going to run cars equally, you know, side up. You know what I'm saying? Mustang against Mustang, G-Body against G-Body, or girls car against girls car, whatever. That's what I was saying. Because, you know, I need to know who all their girls eat so I know who to recruit. I need to recruit some more members in prime time. You know what I'm saying?
See, Gunny, what he doing, he getting set up to start ducking and dodging. He know what. That's what he's doing, Gunny. He getting prepared for 2013 where he can duck and dodge. You don't see that, Gunny?
I'm getting prepared to go to walk.
Well, you know what? I like what
I'm
Tony
getting prepared to attack.
Tony,
I'm getting prepared
DJ,
to attack. I'm getting prepared to attack. I'm getting prepared to put my defenses up. I'm getting prepared to hire some more members in prime time. So, because, you know, we're going to do a lot of travel this year, and but we got to knock off Grudge Inc. before we do all that travel. Got to knock them off the face of the earth.
Tony, it's impossible to knock Grudge Inc. off. But Grudge Inc. is a revolving door. It's just impossible.
Listen to me.
All Grudge Inc. problems have to do is get it on. In 2013, get it on.
Listen to me and listen to me good. I know a lot of people, I got to refresh a lot of people remember. They remember it, but they don't remember it. Prime time. Did y'all see what Prime Time did to Florida last year in Brayton?
Yes, sir.
It was all that big shot stuff.
It was
me talking about.
Do y'all remember? It wasn't North Carolina. It wasn't no Georgia. It was Prime Time that fucked up Florida last year.
It was messy.
Now, do y'all remember what did Prime Time do to Hattiesburg last year, this year?
Duck and dodge, and when a guy said,
didn't want to race. Prime time won 9 out of 11 races. Ain't no duck and dodge. You don't duck and dodge and win 9 races.
Yeah, you did. You duck a Michigan car, man.
I don't know about that Michigan car, but I know I messed up some Detroit, Chicago cars and everything.
No, you ain't messed up no Detroit car, because we had a car down there Mark Crank was trying to run you, and you said, you and Trigger Man come over there and tell him, hell no, we're not running that car.
Listen to me. We ran until time ran out. The track closed, okay? We was on deck every hour of the day. Prime Time had a race every hour of the day. Now, you can't run 4 or 5 times an hour, but Prime Time had a race every hour of that day, and we knocked them down. As soon as they shut their head up, we knocked them down. Now y'all trying to act like this can't happen. It ain't happened before.
Jimbo, did y'all not try to race Prime Time over there down there?
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this one time. Y'all hold on. Now I have to agree with what Tony is saying as far as nine races out of 11 that they won. I mean, but they ran 11 races. I mean, you have to give nobody is question. I don't think nobody on this phone is questioning what you do, Tony. All I think we question now is what is your motive behind what you're saying right now. It's fine what you're saying. That it's fine whatever you want to do, but it seems like there's an alternative motive.
There wasn't no motive last year when we went to Florida and did what we had to do. There wasn't no motive when we went to Hattiesburg, when we loaded up and went to Hattiesburg. Our motive was, Primetime Mills, we have a meeting before we leave home. We put out what cars running the best, what cars we going to put out there to try to run the drug race. There's no motive. We just go, we got to go seek and destroy. That's as simple as that.
Okay,
now, when we went to Illinois, here's what happened.
Yeah, I'm not questioning at all what you've done and your accomplishments.
Y'all questioning that, like, Prime Time not capable of knocking Prime Time members off. Y'all questioning that. Y'all like, y'all don't believe that.
We don't.
It was so funny last year. When we started out, all the Florida fans last year, oh, man, they were betting against Prime Time. Betting against, oh, man, we're going to knock y'all off. And before it was over with that Sunday evening, all the Florida boys were betting with us.
Tony, I like what you're doing. I believe you're out to show the world that any grudge racer or organization ain't shit to Prime Time. I encourage it, and I welcome it on behalf of Grudge Inc. Get your guns ready, Tony, because in 2013, if you want war, I'm sure we can accommodate you. Somebody fast will get rolled over.
We're not
going to
wait to 2013 either now. 2012.
Hey, well, I tell you what, Tony, you're talking real sexy. I'm pretty sure, you know, there's things that can be done now. You can, I'm sure there's things that can be done now. If you want to shake up the ground.
How about, okay. How many cars you gonna have in Florida, Tony?
Well, you know, we still negotiating Prime Time coming to Florida, because if they end up here, you got to understand this now. It was 12 races in Florida last year. You know, the 2 days it was 12. It was 12 races in Florida. Prime Time was involved in 10 of those.
Okay.
We was damn involved in every grudge race in Hattiesburg. You know, I know Prime Time raced 11 times. We won 9. And I can't think of no other two other grudge races that happened down in Hattiesburg but Prime Time.
Hey,
so
I'm
no question.
Here.
When we go,
y'all
when had we go to race, in Illinois, when we went to Illinois, we come out the trailer kicking ass. 7 up won 3 races by itself. So when we go places like that, we got a mission to knock heads off. And that's why I just want to knock every head off. I predict knock every head off in Grudge Inc. before 2013 over. I predict that.
I'm a member of a Grudge Inc. and I would so like for you to be here, this motherfucker. I guess.
Tell you, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not lying. I'm not joking.
I'm not
it's
lying. I
want
to fuck you up real
Hello?
Good, Mr. Tony Vance.
Y'all better hold. I know all the Florida races don't want to come to Florida this year. I know y'all have it. We put a deal in
y'all pocket. What I'm saying, Tony, you was mentioning that, you know, it's still races going on in 2013. Well, that's the biggest race one of the biggest races that I know going to take place before the year's out. So I was asking you if you was going to Florida, I can head a team that can destroy Prime Time if you want.
Well,
man,
sir.
You know what? Is he bringing 7 up in Little Red Riding Hood down there?
I don't know. I haven't locked in to go to Florida yet. I haven't locked in. But y'all better hope I don't get negotiations straight.
You're doing a lot of backing up now.
I tell you what. I won so much money in Florida last year, man, I was scared to go home. If the police would have pulled me over going home, man, I don't know what I would have did.
That's
you
last year, man.
One thing with Grudge Inc., if you bring any of that shit to Florida, that shit
similar to that yellow Camaro that's going to be down there. We're going to beat y'all ass.
Listen to me, sir. If I get negotiations straight, we're coming down there, I promise you, on my word, I'm going to lock in 5 drugs in calls so I ain't get down there.
We're good to lock them up now.
You on the show now? Why you ain't locking none up right now? First of all, I don't know who the hell the members is for number one. You scared to put your name out there. I'm here. You scared to knock your damn Grudge Inc., but I like it, man, on something. You part of Grudge Inc., you just don't know it.
I need to know all the members. First of all, before this happens, I need to know the numbers first. For number two, I need to be involved. Hey, Tony.
He's finna go work, do some homework, man.
Boss Bine.
Uh-huh.
DJ, get ready. This DJ. Is but next.
DJ, just get ready.
Do you just want to, let's just do prime time versus Alabama. How about that?
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with that.
Well, that's what I'm going to lock in. What you got
over there? We can do it down there in Brayton. We can go ahead and lock that up. We'll get 5 calls in Alabama.
I can't lock nothing in until you talk. What you talking about?
I know five calls right now, Tony. I'll tell you 3 of them on the phone right now, me, Butt Naked, and Turbo Tim. And I got 2 others possibly from out of K-9 camp.
Right.
Now that's five. I know, right off the muscle.
Well, I want to ask you one question: is all these 5 these cars in Grudge Inc.? All of them ain't in Grudge Inc. I can do prime time against Alabama things just as easy.
Okay, that'll work.
See, the Alabama was a Grudge Inc. also. See what I'm saying?
Right. I don't care if Alabama. I don't care if you do against prime time against Alabama. I don't care if you're in Grudge Inc. or not. As long as you're from Alabama, I don't care. Put all that other stuff.
You're from Alabama, right? And do that for Bradenton, right?
That's if me and the ball in the track.
Man, that motherfucker breaking up like a 38 Ford.
He don't want to do nothing, man.
First of all, I don't even think nobody in Alabama got nothing even running like that.
Okay. He don't want from Alabama. We got all the suspension calls.
In Alabama, that get dead on your ass and then hang in prime time.
What you got over there for the turbo car and the nicer car we got?
I tell you what. who are y'all from Alabama again?
It's Turbo Tim, Butt Naked, DJ Grant.
K-9. And that's all we need right now. And we can get K-9.
It's either them small blocks.
Yeah. I got a small block. Turbo, small block.
Say all that.
And K-9 got a nitro small block.
We got Chop. I need to know Chop. Come on, y'all playing now. Listen to me good. Chop said he wanted to run our little white Nova in our group, Dillinger car. He said he'll run him head up. But I'm just, whenever I get the okay from Florida, if we get everything straight, we going to lock in all 5 of y'all cars that go to come to Brace.
Locking them up? I'm ready to then.
I can't lock in now.
You came on.
I can assure you, you will be obliged. I can assure you that. You'll be obliged.
Okay.
Everybody that's on this phone ain't finna bag out.
Well, this is the proposal. This is the proposal.
It's not like something personal against Grudge.
Ain't got no hold.
No, it done jumped from Grudge Inc. to Alabama now.
Tony, you got a little note, because let me tell you,
the proposed races I already thinking off the top of my head. Now, it sounds
like
we can lock Triple X in with Dillinger. That's a good race locked in.
We can lock in Dillinger. What is it?
It's a white Nova. They already talked about racing each other.
Yeah, it's on 28?
No, we ain't on down 28.
What are you on? 33?
28, 29, man. No winning ball.
And what you going to run
in here? Triple X already agreed to run Dillinger. Already.
Who did it?
Triple X.
Call if you don't believe him. Call him.
Don't look at Grudge Inc. Won't you identify? Won't you go on the board and post what is in prime time or who is in prime time?
I know what all in prime time. Yeah, man, we're racing all year.
Well, you just said a car dealer. I don't know.
DJ,
if there's a
y'all
What I'm saying is, if you really want to do it like that, I mean, you list what you got, and we'll make sure we knock off some prime time cars every week.
Well, listen to me. You told me what you got. Y'all know what we got. We'll run Dillon's get Chop Top. We got what's his name? Got a 28. Who's Big Bad's one? Butt Naked Bad's car. That got 28, right? 28, right? Mustang. We have a 28 car Mustang to run Butt Naked. Who else y'all got from Alabama?
Turbo Tim and me.
What Turbo Tim?
They don't run turbo cars, man. They'll tell you that.
The hell we won't. I'll beat you before, man. I beat you last time I come to Alabama. What the hell wrong with you?
Who are you talking about? Who you beat in Alabama?
I beat Turbo Tim, man. I beat your ass down there in Montgomery.
No, hell you did. We whooped y'all ass down there. Y'all wouldn't run no more.
You ain't trying to bet on that. You ain't trying to bet on that, is you? Go to pick.
That wasn't a turbo car that y'all ran.
I don't know what it was. I know it said he was named Turbo Tim, so it's the name Turbo.
I don't care what kind of car you got, man.
I say I run you, you got 28. I don't care if you got a turbo supercharger or whatever.
Okay, what you got for?
Didn't I what tell car? You a Mustang on 28?
What Mustang?
What Mustang? As long as it got 28s on it, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, if it got 28s, we don't care nothing about it. Got 28s on it. We don't care nothing about it.
Oh, you're talking about Grudge
Inc. Why you want to know all Grudge Inc. cars and you want to post your own damn car so they can lock up?
I guess you're not listening to me. I said I'm preparing cars for what cars I got to run against. That's what I said. So if you got a car, if you got a car with 28, you got a car with 28, that's why I'm going to bring a car with 28. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you already said no, but you said you're going to run the Camaro against Cup Cup, but you said you got a Mustang. Yeah, you might go get
no,
in a Mustang.
Listen to me. This race has already been talked about already. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. Chop had already said he'll run the white. No.
Come on.
This has already been started. This ain't just been happening. This already
been
Now,
if you don't believe me, call Chop right now.
Okay.
This is already in the mix.
I can't call him
right now because my board is down, Turbo.
Turbo Tim, whatever he got, we're going to run him because we beat him before. We had a top three tier slower than him last time. We beat him. But I ain't worried about him.
Well, okay, what you got?
Yeah, we'll see.
We're going to have a Turbo car down there, small block, on 28. What you got for us?
If you got a turbo car, I'm gonna bring a turbo car to run you with. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. I want to know the cars Alabama got. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
When you get turbo cars in your cap?
You
say you ain't give a damn about turbo cars.
Listen to me.
Man, you on some bullshit.
It
ain't
got to
be no turbo car.
I can run you with
a nicest car.
You on some bullshit.
Yeah, we fine.
I had to run a car in your class. I mean, as long as it stopped the same way. I don't care if you got turbo or supercharged. As long as it stopped the same way. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
DJ, get Chop on the phone, man. He texting me. Get him on the phone.
Is he on?
He on that, but he can't. He's the master one, but.
Okay, hold on. My board just came back up. Hold on. 85. Okay, 850-5493. Your mic is live. Is this Chop?
Yeah, Tony, we didn't agree on running that damn Nova.
Oh, Chop. Let me ask you a question. Do you know the white Nova I'm talking about?
Tony, listen.
Yes or no? I ain't saying you did or didn't. You know the
yes,
Nova.
Yes, I know the Nova.
Okay.
Yeah, I know the Nova you're talking about.
Did the guy that owned the Nova and you talk about running each other? That's all I'm saying.
Yes, we did.
But we didn't talk about the Malibu. Wait, listen, Tony. We didn't talk about the Malibu. We talked about with the Mustang on 28th, and he said he would.
No. You said your Triple X Malibu.
No, I did. If we were gonna do that, we would have did it in back out the hell, man. You
get what I'm saying,
Tony?
You said you called him out down in back off.
No, I did not call him out.
Come on,
stop,
man.
Stop. I'm gonna run a, what the hell I'm gonna run a, what the hell I'm gonna run a 29 car with a lot of boys for?
You wanna call him out?
No, I did not.
You said you were running.
Listen, I said we would run with a Mustang on 28. I did not say the Malibu.
That's a prime example of prime time picking on a lesser car than them.
That's
okay,
prime time.
Okay.
Wait.
What Mustang 28 you said you was going to run?
I was talking about the turbo car. We was going to try it. We was going to step out of our class and try it. We was on 28, so we could stay on 29.
Okay, yeah. That'll be good. Yeah, we'll do that.
We'll lock it in tonight. Lock that in tonight.
Where are we going to lock it in? Way by that.
Listen, Tony. Why we gotta wait the Bladens to do that?
Yeah, we can do it this weekend.
That's what I'm saying. Why we gotta wait the Bladens?
You go get all you want tonight, Tony. I'm telling you now.
Do y'all want to come to Dawson on Saturday? That way we're gonna be at.
Y'all gonna be at Dawson? I don't know.
We'll
like
be at Dawson, sir.
No. We got that football party Saturday, Turbo. I know we won't be able to make that.
You know, we all wear the boots to be our Dawson, sir. And we're going to be Texas December 1st.
Where are you supposed to be Sunday? This Sunday.
I don't know. I'm going to be at Jackson Sunday.
You're going to be anywhere where you ain't.
I mean, I'm telling you now, schedule and stuff, but if everything go out as a plan, we ain't got no problem with prime time versus Alabama. Daniel ain't got no problem with doing it in Alabama. I ain't got no problem with that. I'm just saying.
Come to Montgomery Sunday. Come to Montgomery.
We can't come to Montgomery Sunday, man. I told you we're going to be at Jackson Sunday. We're going to be at Dawson Saturday.
Who all y'all
got Sunday in Jackson?
We've got a lot of tests and tuning. We ain't got nothing locked in with nobody. But we never.
Come on, just tune down here in Montgomery. We'll get this shit over with.
No. Sunday, you're going to be at Jackson, right?
Yep.
Give me to the mall. We may lock that in for Jack. But we can get it with a piss on your ass.
Well, let me know something tomorrow.
So we're going to stay in.
Let me know something tomorrow, please, sir.
Yeah.
So you going to have 5 cars there in Jackson Center,
No, I did not say that. First of all, this is what I'm trying to explain to you. To get a 5-car race, it can't happen just like snapping your finger. You know what I'm saying? But you got like 2 or 3 weeks.
Can't happen to snap a finger. All you got to do is get there.
Sound like you're bumping off the head limiter, Tony. When I call y'all out, I did not say I'm going to do that tomorrow. I did not say that. It takes about 2 or 3 weeks to plan to get that up. And y'all know that.
You came over here.
When the hell it takes 2 or 3 weeks to get a race off?
Huh?
When the hell it takes 2 or 3 weeks to get a race off?
It takes 2 or 3 weeks to get 5 cars ready to race at one time. That's what I'm trying to explain to you, man.
It should take that. It should all lock up and get 5 cars. That's overnight to me. Tony, the way you came over here, I thought prime time was ready to go.
Who said I was ready to go today? I did not say now time. Did anybody on radio hear me say I was ready to go tomorrow to do all that?
You talking about what you know here talking then?
I'll tell you what. This man got turbo car and run Moneymaker all Sunday. Fuck it. We ain't got to do all that. Just lock in $1,000 to run Moneymaker Sunday.
Man, that's a damn chassis car, man.
Yeah, that was a chassis car, man.
There you go. They go.
You said you were bringing a turbo car. Did you hear me crying about a turbo car?
That's a chassis car, man.
When you said turbo car, I didn't say what kind of car you had. I don't care if you got a chassis car. You know what it makes is a grudge car. Your turbo car is a grudge car. And so what the hell am I asking you what size tires you got and size motor you got? Car don't give a fuck. I'm trying to run your head up before I got a grudge car.
You shouldn't give a fuck if it's a chassis car.
Who said I got a chassis car?
Who got one?
I got an old style Fatcast car with 29
on. Everybody know that's a chassis car.
See, y'all think somebody's stupid. Everybody knows trouble cars, stuff, and nicest cars. But
that
when we get something
that
has to you,
not to the eighth, man.
That ain't true.
That ain't true.
Can't believe that.
Primetown the only one that ever run turbo cars. Because turbo cars, a lot of people don't like the grudge race turbo cars, but I don't give a fuck about a turbo car. Come to race. I got small tires, no wheelie balls. If you got small tires, wheelie balls, let's fucking race. As simple as that.
Not a turbo car.
I don't got you. Okay, you got a supercharger. It's like Steven Jackson shit. They say he's flying. He say he go real low numbers. But I don't give a fuck. I run his ass head to fuck up in money, man.
No, stop it. He been at your ass for years. You better stop Steven.
Man, my ass for years. Who else can lock in Steven Jackson but me? Oh, good.
You didn't lock him in.
It rained. That's why the fuck we didn't race. But who else? You ain't trying to lock him in.
You on live radio? Lock him in.
Have you tried to lock him in?
You on live radio? Lock him in now. Tough ass.
I ain't
even
locking him in, and he ain't on the damn radio.
Y'all hold on. Y'all, everybody, hold on 1 second. We got probably 20 hands and went up like a damn. I don't know what. I gotta get these things up. Let me just go down the line. Hold on. Everybody.
Oh, you don't want to kill Steven. You don't want to kill Steven Jackson. You don't want to
call Steven Jackson up if you
don't
want
to. That's your hero. You calling. That's your hero.
Steven
you calling. Steven
here.
You want to sucking on his titty? You sucking on his titty? You calling. I'm talking to you like a man.
248.
You don't call nobody else. You the one sucking on his titty.
You on here.
I'm about to open up. I'm just going to go down the line opening up mics. Please, if you got background noise.
Two old men talking about racing. We got race cars. That
please
man
be respectful. I'm opening them up. 248-0347.
I wouldn't even go out like that.
You ain't trying to do nothing.
205-5810. I ain't trying to
talk
about his name neither.
I ain't trying to talk about his name.
Well, who else name you going to bring up next?
312-0684.
Who else name you going to bring up next? Chaz Henderson? James
Stanton? 773-4309. And the sound look like my
901-72-77.
Don't tell me Tony had no heart attack. Now, I'm trying to get something over here.
662-0506.
Name me one person in the whole world done put Shane B.T.
get your fat ass out the car.
Goddamn
Steven
Jackson on the damn
your ass back to class racing.
Bitch ain't got no motherfucking rate car. You ain't got no bid on the phone, no goddamn
way. Hey, well, won't you tell? Okay, since you want to talk with Red, won't you tell Kimo?
Hold on.
Everybody be quiet for 1 minute. Everybody, please be quiet. 1 minute.
Yeah.
One minute.
Y'all go get a motherfucker on the phone. Ain't got a race car.
You might win. I
have one man here.
Goddamn
motherfucker ain't racing no goddamn body. What you on the phone for?
What about it, motherfucker? If I want to race, I can race them.
Lock your ass in.
Lock
your
ass
in right now.
Get your faggot ass out of the phone. We talking about race.
Lock your
ass in
right now.
What's going on,
bitch?
I lock your bitch ass in right now.
I mean, hold on.
Go ahead. You one and one. You scared, bitch.
BT, hold on. Go ahead, Tony Bynum. Go ahead.
This is a trivia question. What campus put Shane Stack, Shane Henderson, and Steven Jackson on the damn trailer?
Tony, ain't nobody questioning you a bad man, Tony.
I'm not scared of them. I ain't scared of motherfuckers. Y'all the ones scared to race them over and call them out. I ain't scared of them at all.
Well, Tony, listen, Tony, I'm not saying you skip. What I'm saying is, if you just tell us whatever five cars you want to bring to Florida and
he's gonna pick and choose the cars he want to race, man.
No, listen to me. When I said about bringing five cars and we meet up in Florida, when I said that, I meant that we got to get each other together, talk mouth to mouth, eye to eye, and agree on the cars. They're going to have a car in the same class, talk the same way. That's what I'm saying. I ain't saying I'm going to bring money and make it down there to run goddamn chop off Malibu. It really got to be negotiations first. That's why I try to explain to you all this can happen in one day. You got to be negotiations and everything. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
Yeah, we understand, Tony, but you came on here like a bell. You are a bell, so I mean, nothing wrong.
I won't be a bell. Let me put the five cars in Alabama. Put the five cars in Alabama.
No goddamn,
that way I know.
I've
been a bell all year. I ain't just talking to
the damn
bell.
I've been a bell all year. Who that said Steven Jackson?
You ain't never called him out.
You got a chassis car for the turbo car.
I said I got Rambo for chop car.
Hey, goddamn, people hate
it. I tell you what, I even go overboard. Yeah. I got SPN truck for chop car. I got little red there. I got a little red Riding Hood to knock chop off.
That's a bit. Let's get it.
Lock it in.
Listen to me, man. I said before I lock in any races, I got to make sure I'm going to Florida. That's all I'm trying to say to you.
Well, why is you talking about it here? Make sure you're going to Florida, man. Why are you talking about it?
I ain't saying nothing about racing, man.
Bad luck.
Last week in Jackson,
say
that ain't no joke.
Say that is a joke.
Yeah.
Name me one car that won more races than Sam up this year.
He can't do it.
We don't want to do that. We trying to race seven or so. We care about a car.
That's why I thought.
Get in the head up, break. Lock your ass in.
How many times
the
car won?
I can speak for a lot of them.
Phone, you ain't got a race car, get them all out the phone. Get your ass out the phone, BT.
You ain't racing nobody. You get your ass out the phone. Go back in the bushes. Good, Red. Blow your ass out all year. Shut the fuck up.
You see nobody wants your phone. You ain't got no race car. Get your ass out the phone.
You ain't locking no races in. You might as well get out. What you on for? What you on here for, Hood Rat?
You come to play a race car.
You
got a race car. You gonna run that Honda Accord.
Honda Civic.
Hey, that bitch ain't gonna run long. Last time I seen it smoking.
It been smoking every time you see the motherfucker. What you mean? That ain't nothing new.
Gonna make a DVD. Get out.
I tell you what, Hood Rat. I bet you don't show. I bet you $100 you don't show up in Bradenton with no car.
You damn right. I've been hunting season.
BT.
Yeah.
It's a shame. Yeah. It's a shame when you take a small car and beat a chassis car. We're reckoning
that's right. Right. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Now, see, he need to quit racing on his car. I tell the truth, man.
DJ Grant. If I had a chassis car, I had a small car beat me. I wouldn't even went to the chicken booth. I was at the end of the track and cut the assholes and put a match on that motherfucker. Put that bitch down right in the track.
Okay. I
wouldn't spend no gas money. I would cut the gas line, go to the fuel cell, and set that bitch apart.
You cut the gas line.
I don't care if I ran a small car. I don't care what a man got. If I think I can beat him, I'm
going
to
tell him. But, Tony, you got a car. You ain't got no business having none of these guys on the phone, man.
Hell,
you
I
need me, right?
I tell you what,
Hood Rex, since your bitch ass on here talking,
I'm
going to lock your ass in right now. I just got a text message. Told me to lock your weak bitch ass in for Bradenton with your chassis car against Dolomite chassis car. And we know Dolomite ain't want to race all year. He going to scalp your bitch ass. Now lock that shit in.
Thank you. He just like you on Mega DVD.
Now he going to be driving the motherfucking car. I'm going to make the DVD. He going to drive and gap your bitch ass. What you want to do? Lock in, bitch.
Hey, who's that?
I know you ain't gonna do nothing. Go back to class racing, motherfucker. This is a grudge talk show. Get your ass off him.
Lock him in with King Kong. I'll come to Brady.
I'll lock him in with that goddamn Honda Civic. He still won't lock in. Get your motherfucking ass off the phone.
Hey, Get your ass off the phone, Hood Rat.
I locked your ass in with King Kong, and Dolomite told me to lock your ass in with him, and your weak ass won't goddamn lock in.
Hello, BC. Hello, PT. Go ahead, Tony.
If me and Baldy Brady can get together, are we going to continue this conversation next week and lock in them races, okay?
All right.
So Alabama gets prime time.
Tony, tell them motherfucker right now, BT can't speak for the prime time camp. Tell him.
Oh, hell yeah, BT can't for prime time. Everybody know that?
334-3117.
You're back in line.
Come on, Kimo.
Get your ass over there with Hood Rat at, with all the bitches.
I got to, hey, I'm coming to the war show to get
Lock in.
DJ Green, you on the ball, he got them mics. You better take some water somewhere in the damn show.
Goddamn, but nigga, you got another one to say something? You can't say that.
Yeah, but nigga.
Hold on, everybody be quiet. Alright, we gotta have a little order here. The show is going good.
I'm drawing on the ass, DJ.
Hold on, BT, let DJ go on and say what he gonna say, cause he on the bottom goddamn mics and ain't no fucking order. Somebody gotta do something. Say what you gonna say, DJ.
It ain't no order, y'all. We gotta have some type of little order. So please, I know it's hard for somebody to say something and then don't say, and I swear I hate muting mics. But god damn, y'all pushing me.
But next.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you something, host. Is you gonna continue to let a class racer continue to get on the Grudge Racer talk show and just listen instead of locking in races? He called himself a Grudge.
That's a lot better than a motherfucker get on the phone. Ain't got a car.
You just heard the man say I can speak for several cars.
Man, you know goddamn well you speak for them goddamn.
I can lock your weak ass in with King Kong. I can lock your ass in with Money Maker. I can lock your ass in with Dolomite Cop. Any motherfucking thing you want.
Okay, what's next? So you can get out the phone, what's next?
For you to put your phone on mute, don't say nothing else on this Grudge Talk show if you ain't locking nobody.
That's what I'm finna do. That's what I'm finna do.
Put your phone on mute.
Don't your bitch ass on the phone. That's what I'm
bitch,
do.
Hey, Dolomite, that bitch scared as hell. They listen to your ass too, boy. Where my boy Scooby at, DJ?
I'm a man.
So, Mr. Brown, what you got to find out for Mr. Ball down there in Florida?
Tony, get that kid ass out the phone.
Tony Bynes.
Yeah. No, he gone. He said what he had to say.
He's on the line.
No, I'm here. I said, what you got to find out for Mr. Ball today down in Florida before you find out about five cars in Alabama?
Well, listen to me. You know, I think everything going to be all right. Me and Ball and the track man get together, we going to be all right on that tip. But I'm saying, as soon as I get it in concrete right, we can do the prime time against Grudge or we do the prime time against Alabama. I like prime time against Alabama better, I think, because I think y'all boys are ready to engage now. Y'all got a couple fast cars that come out of the woodwork at the end of the year, and y'all trying to engage, and then we trying to knock you back out like we always do. So if everything go all right, I will post it on the Internet. Just as soon as I get everything okay, I'll post it on the Internet, and I guarantee y'all see. I'm explaining to you, I'm trying to know ahead of time so I can go and get what mode I want in this car, what transmission I want in this car, so I'll be ready for y'all. Y'all ain't no slouches. Well, I'm going to y'all ass, but it's going to be a race. I ain't guaranteeing. Now, I did not say, y'all hear me now, time say when I run y'all, I was going to win. But I did say we will engage with y'all, and that's what we're going to do. That's why I'm trying to know what cars y'all got.
Yeah, well, that's what we all going to do all that anyway, though, Tony, but... We appreciate you coming on and saying what you got to say, and I appreciate everybody on here tonight.
I appreciate that too, but Tony, I'm gonna tell you one other thing before DJ finish. Alabama gonna go down on your ass. We going.
Well, it's the first time for everything, you know. So I ain't saying.
I'm glad somebody done called us out. Let us do what we do. We gonna show y'all what it is, though. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't gonna run no motherfucker.
Hold on.
What you have down there on either 275s or 28s?
Who the DJ?
The DJ, yeah.
I ain't got no DJ.
Hey, Mr. Brown. Also, you know all the Alabama cars over here is on 28s. You know that, right?
I'm gonna be on 28s next year, though. I'm coming out with something on 28s, man. I'm finna shut the. Y'all boys on 28s got action with me, everybody.
Okay.
Exactly right.
What's going on, DJ?
What's happening?
Hey, Viz, just Tony Vines.
Hey, what's up, Tony?
I want to tell you, Alabama. I'm going to ask you one question. I want to tell the Alabama boy. When prime time came to damn Morocco, Indiana, what the fuck we did up there?
You won. You won three races and you lost one.
Okay, then. Young boy, we ain't playing. And guess what? The three races we won was with 7-Up. But
yeah.
we still had our Rambo on deck. We still had Bam Bam on deck. We had more cars that didn't even get a chance to race. We ran until time ran out, didn't we?
That's true. Yes.
If they would have had a race that Sunday, they would have been way worse than that one little date. We had cars, we had Rambo ready, we had Bam Bam ready that didn't go to bat because time ran out. Just like it did in Florida, like it did in Hasbro last year. We raced until time ran out. It ain't like we stopped racing.
Hey, Tony, we might have a car ready for Bradenton if you and Baldy them can make out an agreement.
I'm finna get this prime time Alabama thing to roll in this.
If you make it to Bradenton and it's a car ready, we got a car that we'll run Moneymaker with. It's got a big block on balls, no nitrous, no supercharger, no turbo, straight nuts.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I want to tell you on that tip, if the boy from Alabama get right, the motor's not even gonna be in Moneymaker. That motor I'm gonna make is gonna be in a 28 car, you know, Mustang.
Okay, all right.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I could take time to prepare all this.
Yeah, we don't care. I'm sure we don't care about that, Tony. We don't care what the motor car in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear you, but anybody else, they can't hear you.
We ain't got that many cars, but the best thing we do, we switch motors a lot. We ain't got that many. We got, you know, 6-7-8 cars, but, you know, we swap motors, too.
Hey,
you know,
what cars,
like the meet up cars and car class.
We don't want no all that. You swap motors and shit.
Fast, Paul.
Hello?
See, them boy from Alabama get right. Now, yeah, we got 28
assists.
Hello.
Now.
We go
bring
them in.
Well,
don't worry. Rambo going to go to Chopper Ass down there in Brayton, or either going to go to another G-Body down there with 20.
No, I said, will you run Don Gay down there with Rambo?
Will I run who there?
You said you can do it with Red Rider, is it, with Chop?
Yeah, we run with that Red Rider with Chop. Yeah, we can definitely do it, but I can't wait to that race, bro.
Come on, feel good, ready for the turbo car.
Fine.
Come
on. Will you run down there with Rambo?
I got to be working
tomorrow. Rambo,
turbo car.
Hold on, DJ. Hey, would you run Rambo with would you run Donnie with Rambo?
Donnie with Rambo? Hell no.
Run Donnie
with Rambo? No comment.
Why not?
Come in. If Rambo ain't in the class,
Donnie,
man, I ran Donnie before.
Donnie got
29
on.
Yeah, I know.
29 no Willie
Boss. Donnie need to run Moneymaker. I can't beat Donnie with that Rambo, man. Come on, y'all think I'm crazy?
Do Moneymaker got 29s on it? True 29s?
Yeah, Moneymaker got 29s on it.
True 29s.
Oh, I don't know what true mean. When y'all get ready to order them slick, they don't have true on them.
Hold on, Tony. How long you been racing?
I ain't never seen a slick with true on them.
How long you been racing, Tony? I mean, how long you been racing? You got a W on Rambo? You got a
W on
Rambo?
Y'all got W on Rambo.
Okay, well, you don't have a true 29.
I don't know what true means.
Okay. But you know what W mean. Okay.
I know what W mean, though.
Right. No, Donnie got a 220.
Hey, I tell you what. When Donnie, when I come up to Morocco, Indiana, next year, Donnie got a head-up race with Moneymaker. No Willie Ball, 29.
True 29.
I don't know about no true. I'm trying to go in the store and buy a true 29. They tell me what the hell I'm talking about.
All right, well, I have a set for you when you come up here.
They don't know what I'm talking about.
Tony.
Uh-huh.
I run Rambo with the terrible car out of Triple A.
Uh-uh. I'm going Triple X with Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey, man, I'm talking about the terrible car.
We're going to run Triple X with Romeo, Rambo or either Little Red Riding Hood.
Tony, you got to understand, it got several cars got the Triple X brand on it.
Oh, I ain't know that. Okay. Nah, I see you talking about it. So Triple X got a turbo car.
Yeah, Kenya had one.
A small blob of 28.
Yeah.
Small blob of 28, no wheelie bull.
Well, if I run a turbo car, I have to have a big blob of 28 to run them head up.
That's good. What you got in
there? That's fine.
That works.
Yeah, if that was to get off. But I know Little Red Riding Hood will run Triple X. I ain't got no problem with that. Triple X got away from me the last time I ran them. I ain't planning on that happening no more.
Well, it's going to happen. You might get rid of it. Hold on.
I still got to get my revenge off that. You thought I forgot? I ain't forgot.
Well, why don't you bring the tank up back? Why you got to go to the truck?
Before I bring the Malibu?
Yeah.
I might do that. All that going to come in negotiations when we get everything straight. Don't worry about that. The only thing standing in the way of that not happening in Florida is
Baldy.
It's the only thing standing in the way. Baldy,
what you
got to
do with
it?
You
got to
like him?
Well, it's a long story, but you know, we getting everything straight. It's a long story. But
hold up. Damn, Florida. We can do this before, Tony. What's up?
Uh-oh.
Look here, man. When I beat all y'all born in Alabama, it got to be at least 3,000 people in the house. I ain't going to beat y'all in front of no 500-600 people. Anyway, this year, so I'm supposed to win a race. He's supposed to win.
I run to the
Seven up ran big ball back the head up. Got lucky and won. You know, Seven Up just a lucky car. When he supposed to win that race, Seven Up wasn't supposed to be Turbo Tim. It wasn't supposed to be Big Ball Fighter. It wasn't supposed to be the cars up there in Indiana. But, you know, when we won the first race, we say, fuck it, we give him Gamma back. And won all three. The three races we ran, one in Alabama, we ran against Big Ball. We weren't even supposed to win, but we won. And then the three races Seven Up won in Indiana, Seven Up didn't even make a full pass on neither race. Got lucky. You got Big Wiz. You did, y'all. Big Wiz, he tell you. Big Wiz, I'm telling the truth or not.
Tony, give us a damn bank track with a damn money maker then or something.
Huh?
Give us a bank track on the turbo car with the money maker.
Who just want the bank track money maker?
Hey.
Who this is?
Huh?
I think my phone, I think I'm in a bad area. I think y'all hear it. Background noise or something. My battery going dead.
My
battery going dead. I think y'all hear that now. Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
Hey, my battery going dead, but as soon as I get this crate, you know, with the boys in Florida, I will be calling you, okay, so we can just do these trying to get Alabama together.
All right, brother.
All right, Bob.
All right. Who else is on the phone on 28?
Huh?
Who else on the phone on 28?
It's Turbo Tim said, anybody on the line with 28?
Anybody?
Kimo,
what you got?
What you want to
do? Yeah, man. You got 28?
I'm on 29s, and I ain't putting no 28s on.
What you got? You win the ball?
Yeah.
But you got to play. You got to push. Who else on here with 28? No win the ball?
Steve Jackson.
Who? Who they say, DJ?
Now they said Steven Jackson. That's Steven Jackson. Come on, he got 28s on.
He got 28s on it. Get him on the phone.
Yeah.
Get him on the phone.
Yeah, I don't want that trouble.
Get him on the phone.
Get him on 28.
He on 28. Wait, just get him on the phone.
Stevie here.
He wanted autograph.
Stevie here.
Uh-oh. Stevie, that you?
There it is. What's happening?
You don't want no problem.
What's happening? What's up?
You can't even talk like that, man.
I'm going to make you already get refused.
That DJ.
That would be. I'll be saying to make it off rig and refuse, but I don't know who that is.
We got the back tie, Turbo Tim.
Ain't nobody over here on 28.
Just me, Shane. You got the back tie. I'm on 28.
Tell Shane Stacks what's going on his car. Tell him to come see me. Call
I'm
him.
On my way.
You just talking all that shit because they ain't on his phone.
Man,
he ain't talking.
If they was on this phone, he'd be quiet as a church mic.
Hey, DJ, you know if Shane Stack was on this phone.
What?
Get him on the phone.
No, he's not lying. I'm telling you, if Shane Stack was on the phone, I'll go on the limb and say me but nigga, or Turbo 10 wouldn't care if Shane Stack put 28s on that car.
If they put 28s on it, man, they did it.
That's why he's talking shit. Because you know he ain't going to put 28s on it.
Well, yeah, I mean, Zabo put 28s on here.
Yeah, they had 28s in Montgomery about 2 weeks ago.
So did.
Yeah. Different strokes with different folks.
6, 7, 8, 16, 9.
Did you jump on Zabo when he put 28s on there?
Zabo?
He was in the race
with Zabo, yeah.
I can't ride Zabo, man. We got the same tuner, so we ain't gonna let that a little bit long. But anybody else on 28?
I don't mean nothing.
They're in the same camp, man. I mean, they was in a class race against each other this weekend. But hold on, somebody got some bad background noise. That their phone is chopping now. Please, if you're not talking,
DJ,
yeah.
Who are they talking, man? What do you got?
I don't know. Who is that talking?
He got quiet then.
Maybe that was his phone that had the background noise, and I'm glad he did go on mute.
What's his phone?
I just opened somebody's mic, 678-1669. You had anything you want to say?
Who is it? You got 28 on his car?
God damn. Turbo Tim got action.
Who is it?
Huh?
Okay. What you want? 5 on 25 or better?
5 on 25 or better? That'll work.
Yeah. Who is that DJ? You know?
I don't know who the hell this
is. Is that you, Stevie Jackson?
Yeah.
I told you who it is.
Y'all playing game. Y'all ain't none of them niggas on the phone got a goddamn car. Y'all, all y'all need to get off the phone.
Come on, man. We ain't playing no games. Man. Who is on the phone? This man is serious. This man ready to engage. Now, who is talking on the phone?
Yeah, this might ain't got a goddamn cut of rat.
I got rollerblades.
Yeah.
Got helicopters still.
Damn.
I guess you got somebody already. Okay, who got 29s on their car? Nitrous, it don't matter. Except on 29.
What about a 5W?
No W's. Nah, you keep doing it there.
Oh, okay, well, I tried.
What's CC at? CC might run your ass, Turbo 10. What's CC at? You see CC out there?
Man, CC is that bullshit that Montgomery. Them boys that Montgomery looking for CC. CC will hide in Mobile on the base on what they say.
Yeah, we sure was looking for CC. Now, I ain't going to lie. Now, we were looking for CC Sunday night.
DJ, that's a mullet fishing. He was down there throwing dog food in the damn water, catching mullet.
Anybody with a name with CC, they can get it.
He came on here saying he was barking hard and butt naked, but then he said he was going to be in Montgomery, and I was down there looking for him. I said I wanted to see him, wanted to meet him, but I never saw him.
Man, anybody with a name named CC, you know he ain't right.
And then somebody called him Kiki, he got mad.
That'll leave a sound for CC.
What it is DJ Grant, you got to get dog on the line. Then when dog get on the line,
I don't know where dog
at.
Dog pushed the one button, man. I don't know. We had dog had
dog been on the line.
Somebody call dog to get him on the line.
Don't do it.
I'm mad the dog ain't going to put the one button. The dog ain't on here.
Somebody call dog.
Dog been on that goddamn phone, man.
Man, dog ain't on that show tonight.
Somebody need to get dog on the line. Once he get on there, the whole show going to be live because he going to live in the whole show up.
Dog is eating walleye right now. He can't talk.
Somebody gonna get him on the line in a minute. I promise you that.
You see 706-1688?
Not on here. Uh-uh.
706-8513.
I mean, if he on here, I just said to push the one button, but he ain't pushed it.
He ain't on here tonight.
Dog had a real good show tonight. It was a real good show tonight.
If he ain't on here, he listening on the internet, you can believe that. Or he gonna go back and listen.
Damn right. I believe he on here, Joe. I believe he on here. He just waiting for his moment.
You have any block numbers, Stunner?
I don't have any block numbers.
Well, ain't no telling about the Godfather, but he'll go back and listen to it tomorrow or another time. He gonna listen to it. You can believe that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, fellas, I mean, it's been a good show. And
hold on. Where Whit at? Whit, where you at, Whit?
I think Whit's phone dropped.
He dropped? Okay.
Yeah, he dropped.
Well, I've been hearing y'all, Stunner. Y'all have been having a good show, man. I just been sitting back listening.
Yeah, it was a good show.
You know me, I ain't got nothing to raise, so I'm just going to be quiet.
Joe.
Yeah.
I got something to say about Kimo. You know, 2013 a new year. Tell him to get his ugly ass in the car this year and stop being scared.
Hey, y'all.
So he raise the
as long as he keep y'all that's motherfuckers,
right,
he ain't got to get in no car.
No.
You know what, though? I am going to say this.
Say it, Joe.
I just hope the creek don't rise and we live to see 2013. It's going to be something to see. If we live, good Lord keeps spending. That's all I can say. Hey, DJ, Trackman didn't come over here, did he?
I hadn't heard of Trackman, huh?
Yeah, because I ain't told everybody to go to your show.
If you're not talking, mute your phone right now, please, because this is some bullshit.
If you're like Bucknecker told you, you shouldn't hold up all them goddamn mics. I heard Bucknecker when he got on your ass about that. Well, son, I'm going to tell you the truth. I done tried to be nice and have all the mics open all the time, but I'm going to just tell you the truth. Damn right. It ain't going to work, man. It ain't going to fucking work. You ain't lying, Joe. But anyway, though, everybody in the grudge game is used to having their attention, and every time they hit one, they feel like they automatic, they mic's supposed to be open. And you know, that's how it is with everybody, including me. But y'all know what? To keep us having good shows, I'm willing to just keep mine on mute, man, because I want to hear the show.
Yeah.
No, but you gotta admit, though, you have to let it get a little rowdy sometimes, because if you don't, it don't be that good. But you let it get a little rowdy, but then you have to calm it back down, though.
Yeah.
But, man, it's hard to get it calmed down, Godfather. No, it ain't. It was just like I did tonight when we was doing it. I muted all them motherfuckers. Fuck them.
He sure did.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. Let me ask you a question,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
Did you hear Mr. Bob Byers say he want to challenge everybody that's in Grudge Inc. tonight?
Okay, go ahead and finish your question. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I asked him why he wanted, what was his purpose, and don't he drive a couple of Grudge Inc. cars? He said, did you hear what I said? He challenging everybody. Now he got a target on everybody that's in Grudge Inc.
Hey, Buck Nigga, okay. Joe, let me say, Buck Nigga, a set of lips will say any goddamn thing. Fuck that. That's what I was finna tell him right there. Because 2013 ain't no secret. Any motherfucker in the world in the Grudge game on 29, come see that G-body called Gangsta.
Anybody, we gonna call it GV2.
Yeah. Everybody else talking this WB3 and RG3, GV2, motherfucker. And if you think I'm just talking, and I don't know what I'm talking about, mean, just simply come see us when we get there. Right now, we're not ready. But nigga, I just want to address that because you said something to me. You said something to me, but nigga, so I'm just addressing.
Who's that motherfucker back there trying
to
get a
little? Who
that talking,
man?
Hey, take your goddamn gun,
man.
Don't be a fool. Tell her to get her ass on the store and shut the hell up.
That one of them northern guys. That one of them northern guys. One of them northern guys.
Y'all don't know Tony like I know Tony. I know what Tony was doing when he was doing all that. I know what Tony was doing. It's for y'all to figure out what he was doing.
Hey, Joe, but fuck that, Joe. I want to know. I told him on my show I was fired because I don't even know about Little Red Riding Hood, and I just heard him say Little Red Riding Hood finna lock a motherfucker in. Shit, I ain't seen the damn truck. I don't even know what color it is. I'm gonna give it Mississippi Joe and give it Big Drag name and whatever that goddamn popcorn he talking about them bringing them from up north. Bring me some of that popcorn. I'm gonna be in the stand watching these motherfuckers.
Boy, y'all crazy.
You was a fool, dog.
I tell you what I'm gonna do though. Since I'm from Alabama originally, I'm gonna go back to Alabama. Fuck that shit. I'm gonna get DJ Grant and Buck Naked. Between the three of us, we gonna get us one goddamn car that run.
I told y'all to get down on the phone. He's gonna make the show.
I know what we can do. Hey, Buck Naked, I know you a gangster motherfucker. I need, cause DJ Grant too pretty. We let him drive the goddamn the getaway car. Go down the goddamn hood rat house and let's steal his goddamn car. Then we have some cars to race.
Hey, dog. On a serious note, this Kimo.
Go ahead, Kimo. You my hero, even though you is a big black baboon looking motherfucker. But go ahead.
I'm asking. You not driving Little Red Riding Hood no more?
Hey, man. From one day to another, I don't know. So that's why I say I was fired, because I ain't seen the motherfucker, and goddamn it, they took it to Texas, I didn't see it, they took it to Florida, I didn't see it, and I ain't seen it since they brought it back to Georgia, so I figure, I just said to myself, I'm fired.
Boy, y'all,
BT, you ain't got to ask nobody about me, I'm going to show you about me.
Man, you ain't show shit already. He ain't showed nothing already, Kimo. So shit, it's yet to be proven, man. Them boys up there bust your ass out the other night up there in Michigan. I was glad to hear that goddamn shit. They say you ain't raising no goddamn
lot. BT, them the same motherfuckers that we asked to lock in down in Bradenton, and they got the bagging up.
Somebody taking a goddamn bath now.
What are you talking about, BT?
Damn sure is.
What goddamn show y'all got over there? We got one motherfucker over there trying to buy some pussy. We got another bitch over there washing his nuts. And you got... The fuck kind of show y'all got over this motherfucker? Where J. Bowen's faggot ass at?
Lock.
Oh, love.
Hey, didn't I tell you how to get down on the phone?
What the hell?
I don't know what
somebody tried to call somebody.
Hey, I heard DJ Grant was saying something. Book maybe on the show though. Believe it or not though, we did have a positive show there to try to get all this negative shit out of the way, man. That way Grudge Inc. and the rest of the people we can go and move forward because we got a good movie, man. We got a lot of bunch of new people that, like I said, people don't really know. I mean, that's a good thing, man. We just need to quit stabbing each other in the motherfucking back.
Yeah.
No, let me ask you a question, dog. This is something I was just thinking about. Now I wasn't really gonna do it. I was just thinking about what if, hypothetically, what if? What if I just came on there, y'all doing all that positive talk? I listened to the whole show. What if I just came on there and started goddamn cussing? Would I have been negative?
No, you would have been negative because you wouldn't have said but the words. I'd have muted your motherfucking ass.
hey, dog, is my mic still like a dog?
You might know whoever that is, yeah. You
hey,
don't know the show. Who that ass
this
is that might know?
This
hey,
who?
Hey, dog, can you do me a favor?
Who this?
Can you do me on Carolina Pro Boys? Can you list every car a prime that you know of a prime time?
No, I ain't gonna do that. See, I ain't finna get Tony. If I start messing with prime time, Tony get mad at me. Me and him be fighting. So me and him ain't fighting. So I'm gonna let him live.
Who that now? Who that?
That's like this. A goddamn certified gangster.
I just don't know. Every five prime time. We just want to know who is represented by prime time.
Oh, I mean, you know, see the thing about it now. I'm gonna let me tell you about that now. When we come down to Florida, goddammit, when we come down to Florida, we all prime time. I mean, we just let Tony say we all prime time.
States represent states when they go to Bradenton.
When we go out of town, we go out of town to fuck motherfuckers up.
Okay.
The Alabama when the force last year, we went out to Florida and beat the dog shit out of them last year. But we had that gangster boo, which is from Mississippi. But we had the gangster boo down there. We had any bitch down there with a G body and down there another kind of body. Them bitches were scared to move straight.
Well, dog, I'm glad to talk about that gangster boo. I'm glad you're on the way back. I'm glad when they get back and be successful. But we got a goddamn Malibu gonna tear that motherfucking hand.
Well, I'm gonna say it again. And I told Joe if I told Joe to shut the fuck up. But I can talk. He can't talk. I can talk.
We got a goddamn.
My partner,
Lil Drew,
and
Big Mike. They gonna ring that motherfucker in the damn ground.
I'm here.
Okay, hold up. But I'm finna ask a question. If I'm wrong, just tell me to shut the fuck up. Didn't I tell y'all the first time that goddamn gangster boo cranked up that when nobody gonna whoop that bitch this year? Now, don't get me wrong. He lost a race, but I'm talking about somebody whooping it in his top trim. Ain't now bitch whooped that bitch in his top trim.
You said,
and I
yeah,
didn't want to tell no secret. But
yeah,
we
you said both cars make the trip.
And we ain't used half the power the bitch got.
He sure said that now. He said both cars lead the trip. If you said both cars make the trip. And wasn't going to be a motherfucker beat it.
Ain't nobody going to whoop that bitch this year, because I told y'all, any bitch to get a car that go that fast, going to take them a goddamn year to figure that bitch out.
Yeah,
you're right. It took them over a long time to figure them kind of cars out.
Like right now, I told a motherfucker the other day, if goddamn it, buck naked, ever get that motherfucker figured out a bitch got a problem. I ain't going to lie to you.
That's true.
And DJ, y'all just having problems. I don't know what the problem y'all having, but maybe y'all just take them bitches to somebody to get them bitches right. DJ Grant and motherfucking Buck Naked got two gorillas. But y'all bitches just got buzzard luck.
When you see that other G-body, Drew's got a goddamn G-body boy. Ooh. He gonna be a force to be fucked with. Believe
Buck Naked, if you come out with a G-body, Buck Naked, I'm gonna tell you I'm gonna do.
Well, I ain't gonna say we.
I'm gonna tie my,
I'm gonna tie
a spring around my dick. I ain't gonna piss till I got that out. I'm gonna hold that bitch for about a week, and I'm gonna piss all over your motor.
Well, let me put it like this. I ain't gonna say we. He got one. We grew up together, but he got one. He be ready in December.
Yeah. Hey, but is that little old goddamn dumbass my damn stepson? What his name is? Dirty Red on the phone.
No, Dirty Red. No, I don't know what Dirty Red at.
You might not got there yet, though. I told that stupid motherfucker, Jason Bourne, them gonna lose every punk out money you put up, you stupid motherfucker. That man is a class racer. That man do not want to get in these waters with these grudge racing motherfuckers, man. That man said, fuck that grudge race. I'm gonna go make me a test pass to get on a 28 inch tirade, and that bitch had $500 punk out money up on 25 or better. And that bitch went right on around there and made a test pass. And that man lost his phone, got money. I'm still mad about that shit. And I want to fight for my money.
That
bitch fight for my money, god damn.
That red slow, dog.
That motherfucker real slow.
Hey, dog, did he go to arguing with you after he did the pass?
Hey, to be honest with you, Kimo, but a Dirty Red walk around there like a faggot that done lost his dick, man. I mean, Dirty Red is nice, easy going guy. He ain't no rider guy, man. I swear for God, I'm gonna tell you right now. If I'd have had the money, I'd have gave Dirty Red his $500 back if I could afford it. That man looked so pitiful, and I know he was getting fucked. But that man ain't. He don't understand the grudge racing. I'm talking about that Jason Baum, though. He don't understand grudge racing. That man, you call that motherfucker around there to do a bracket race or a class race, he gonna be on time. Man, that man
sold his $500. Hey, dog, let me tell you something. Last year, we got yanked down there in Macon by Coop Performance down there, me and J1. We lost a grip down there. And the next weekend, the following weekend, we ran Coop Performance again, not with my car, but with Jason Bourne, other car.
Mm-hmm.
He know about grip racing, don't get me wrong.
Uh-huh. I ain't said he didn't know about grudge racing, but what I think is he ain't feeling Dirty Red. Dirty Red ain't in the camp like he think he is.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean.
Well, hell, I know goddamn. I really went in the camp, but we ran him back with that car. Because my car was broke. Shit.
I didn't like what I seen, put it that way. I mean, you know, that's their business, but I didn't like what I seen. You just couldn't let my money go away like that and didn't give a damn. And that man sat there and said they'll wait for him to come back in the station, and they told him that. And that man passed right by the motherfucker with red on back to their trailer and said, fuck that shit, basement. What happened, mm-hmm. Motherfucker, Mr. Joe?
I'm here, dog.
Oh. Then I kind of like that Mississippi Joe. That motherfucker ain't never been that quiet before.
You know what? Me and Joe done became friend. We done came closer friend, dog. We
I
real close, man.
That big-ass wrench. BET ain't sure that goddamn video we made.
What big-ass wrench?
That goddamn wrench is going to fuck Joe muscles up with.
BET done put that out. You got
no,
buy the DVD.
You remember when you made the video down there when we come on there with VT when I bought one of the first meet you? You made that video, you had that big brand new big ass bitch.
I told but nigga I still got it on ice, but nigga got that been dodging me, though.
I ain't been dodging me. You trying to get rid of me, black bastard.
Huh?
Hey, Joe, you need to see that shit. Buck nigga had a goddamn wrench so goddamn big. Pull that bitch up so you could get around one of your big ass muscles. We was going to screw your ass up.
I understand, man. You know what, Godfather? I went back and looked at myself from when we came to Bobby Gangsta Boy House, and I knew we was bad, and I took it overboard, but I was only acting like Big Drag. I wanted to be like Big Drag was, but I still couldn't be as cocky as he was. And the things I was saying was to just get somebody to race us. I know the grudge world didn't like it, But my plans 2013 is to kill you softly.
0789115.
That's Dirty Red.
Yes,
sir.
What is Dirty Red? Goddamn it!
I figured that's what it was.
What it is? What it is?
Come on, dumbass! Give me some more money.
Dog, I told you what it was. It wasn't about the 500. I wasn't touching that. I was still hurt from the other raid here.
I ain't bullshitting, boy. Dirty Red then went out there and gave away 7,000 with a goddamn 7-second car.
8 seconds. Hey, I had my feeling and I got hurt so bad on that damn race. I lost all kind of damn focus.
You ain't lying. You ever seen a motherfucker when he took a strong shot of crack? He be looking all crazy and shit. That way Dirty Red was looking.
Hey, dog, I'd have been like this. If the car would have went a good number, what I wanted it to, what it been doing, I wouldn't have felt so damn bad.
Oh, well, DJ Grant finna say, you know every time we start getting something good come on, this motherfucking show go off. It finna go off in about 10 more minutes or so. What the fuck wrong with y'all, motherfucker, talking about you got so much money to have all these goddamn shows, and every time I get the dick hard, motherfucker, the show go off where I come.
Hey, dog, why you ain't got 50 lines on your show?
601.
Motherfucker, I got 52 lines, bitch.
601-3356.
That's a champ. Oh, shit, that's 10 minutes gone there.
Well, ask him if he's fine, dog.
Yeah, before we get started, they told him it was on the damn show, and everybody want to know if I'm fired. The kid already said I ain't fired, man, but I think I'm fired.
No, you ain't fired, dog. No. This is what I'm telling you now.
All right.
We finna start a little grudge.
I need to blow somebody's hands out with that truck, man.
Hey, listen to what I'm finna tell you now, DJ Grant.
Yes.
I'm under the impression that Tony came on the show and he said he asked for a list of all Grudge Inc. members to be posted on the board. We can't be all Grudge Inc. members, and it's strictly drag racing now. We can't be all Grudge Inc. members, and there's nothing personal against Grudge Inc. But any of them in the group of Grudge Inc., we finna go to their ass on 13th.
But let me tell you something, champ. It's a few cheats in that goddamn camp too, man.
We can't beat all of them.
Y'all might not beat all of them. And when it comes to Alabama, y'all ain't gonna beat none of them.
Now I got a big difference now. I got to admit now. When goddamn Buck Naked got his goddamn glass on, that's a mean looking motherfucker. But we gonna fuck all you bitches up in Alabama.
Get me a pair of them sunglasses.
That goddamn Buck Naked, that's a mean looking motherfucker. I seen the motherfucker up and down. I know that motherfucker. I be scared of him.
Mic like that and don't fuck everything up.
Oh, shut the hell up. Don't be trying to put it on me, nigga.
Hey, you know what I'm gonna do? You and DJ and goddamn it, and both niggas, they gotta have a fight, man. They fired BET. They took his goddamn show from him. They fired his motherfucking ass.
I don't like that they fired my brother, dog. They show fired him,
man. Hey, I would have him on my show and make him my co-host, but he cussed too goddamn much. He cussed more than me. I have to get him in. I have to call him in to cuss a bitch out there.
Hey. Hey, Don, BET must have had that sweater on that you was talking about.
Yeah, we won't there.
The one that you said, that boy was on that by Mike.
Yeah, you talking about Don,
he
had that sweater.
Yeah, you said he had a red dress sweater on.
Did you see that sweater, though? Did you see the sweater?
Hey, Don. He was wrong for wearing that sweater. That was a white boy sweater for real.
You ain't good. And then he fucked around there and unbuttoned it. When he unbuttoned it, it looked worse than it was when it was buttoned up.
He talking about Hick. Well, hey, dog, he was wrong for that sweater.
Yeah, that big old motherfucker had that goddamn sweater. When I seen that sweater, man, I said, goddamn. That might be an expensive sweater. It might be in style and all that shit. But some motherfuckers can't wear anything.
And now you can tell the sweater was too small for him. That's why he had it unbuttoned.
That shit was funny shit to me, man.
Hey, because you know if he had that sweater real tight, it would have been like a man girdle on him.
Yeah. Well, all right. Hey, look here, man. We're going to let Buck Naked and DJ Grant talk now because they got about
I appreciate everybody calling, but we got to do final thoughts because we've got to wrap this thing up. We're going to go off the air.
Yeah, I guess I get mine in first, DJ, let you have it last, because you usually go first, and I go last.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Y'all better let Big King get in there.
We're going to...
They don't let me get back in, dog.
I do want to thank all y'all listeners and racers and all the fans that called in tonight, listening and giving your comments and your statement. And I'd like to say to y'all and y'all family, have a happy Thanksgiving. If I don't see y'all or talk to y'all no more, enjoy the family that you got and the time that you got with them, because, hey, ain't nothing promised tomorrow, homie. And to Boss Brian, we're going to much oblige your ass down there and embrace it. We're going to show you what Alabama really can do, Boss Brian. You're going to lose that title, Boss, so we're going to come down there and we're going to floss on your ass. Believe that. DJ, with that being said, take us up out of here.
All right, gentlemen, we appreciate everybody for calling in. Good show, great show. And the thing is, bottom line, we need to, I don't know what the hell I was going to say, but bottom line
I'm
is.
Supposed to say you got to, you don't supposed to say your damn show the good show, your damn self. We supposed to say that.
Okay, well, I think the dog said we had a good show, so. Hopefully we had a good show.
DJ, I don't mean to cut y'all, but you got to try that one. You know they got that Jerry Curl juice on sale for Adam on. I
thought that was
an answer. Hey, Mr. Jones, call me after the show, Mr. Jones.
Well, goddamn, hold on, goddamn it, tell me why I can buy some of them goddamn Courage shades that you got on.
Hey, there's some bad motherfuckers in that, DJ. You better get you some here. Hey, Mr. Jones, you on the phone? Call me after the show.
All the way naked. Tell them them stunner shades.
Those stunner shades.
You know,
I need to wear them motherfuckers then.
I told Mr. Joe today what the real reason was behind them shades. So only Joe know. My crew and Joe, you know, the only one that know.
So they can't see the fear in your eyes.
No, it ain't not got to do with no fear. I got something I be checking out.
I got you.
All right, DJ.
DJ.
Hey,
yes,
DJ,
sir.
I want to just say hi to y'all. We did call, sat back, listened to the show, and supported the show as we always have done. And we want to tell everybody hi. Happy Thanksgiving, and y'all have a nice one. It's Larry in Chicago.
Yes, definitely. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Larry. Same family, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And make it your point to, if you got a race car, to engage.
DJ, you going to try to take your car to Florida?
I damn sure am. And down on somebody's ass, anybody's ass can get, can, I'm going to go. But I ain't going to say shit till I got that motherfucker together.
Watch him out.
All the way, Nicky, you ain't cooking no goat for Thanksgiving, is
you? No, I'm saving the goat I get for the banquet.
We got 1 minute, y'all. 1 minute exactly.
All right. Well, I just want to support y'all show, man. Y'all have a safe, happy holiday, and I'll talk to y'all next time. This is Tyson.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Hey, dog, I'm so glad you came on the phone. You livened it up for us.
I was listening all the while, man. I was like, what you call me? I ain't had no call, so I didn't want to talk no shit, because I will lock a motherfucker in.
call me, but nigga, BC.
Okay, I sure will.
Is it
the on the phone?
Yep, I think that we finna go out. We appreciate everybody for calling in.
Well, we appreciate
it. The Grudge Inc. Radio Show, representing the state of Alabama. Come on every Tuesday at 8 Eastern Time and 7 Central Time. Welcome to the show.
Alabama.